Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills and Lake Air in Waco.
But I do want to go ahead and put this out there since the smoke is billowing now. There is a lot of smoke around LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda being the next head football coach at Baylor, with a couple of candidates like Billy Napier and Justin Fuente either being told they're not getting the job or not taking the job, what have you. They've basically ruled themselves out of the running.
The 12 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Prompt Technology.
That leaves pretty much Dave Aranda and Joey McGuire, and there's a lot of smoke from a lot of different people right now about Dave Aranda being the next head football coach at Baylor. So I just want to put that on your radar. Nothing's official, but it is something that we're monitoring very closely. And why I'm talking about it in this spot is because it does seem like it's getting pretty real right now.
So. In 15 minutes, it might be changed.
Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you in part by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar.
That's the case for Dave Aranda. Reports this afternoon have the highest paid assistant in college football taking the vacant head coaching job at Baylor.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
And good afternoon on this Friday, January the 27th, 12:02 is the time here on ESPN Central Texas, and UNR is in studio with you this afternoon for a full 3 hours to bring the work week to a close, or at least the show week to a close. You make the call still to come later on this afternoon from 3 until 6, and they'll put a bow on the show week, but we still got a lot to get to over the course of these next few hours and a lot to discuss. And when we were with you just yesterday, well, you heard a little bit of the discussion that we were having. And we were having that as we were pretty much going through that final couple hours of the show. And really, the smoke was, if billowing was a word that I use, I don't know how to use a stronger word, but it was whatever that word would be by the time we were wrapping up the show yesterday. And just as it always occurs, you make the call, gets on the airwaves, and breaking news happens as Dave Aranda, after we discussed it, was officially named the head football coach at Baylor yesterday, was in Waco last night, arrived and got to work, apparently had a short meeting with the team, and now it's about hiring assistant coaches and getting to recruiting. And on Monday, he will have his press conference to be officially introduced, which we will be carrying for you live. So we still have a couple more days before we'll hear from Baylor's new head man in charge. But Craig Smoke with you. Craig Smoke with you has always joined.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. Joined as always by your boy Q. And Q, Baylor's got a new head football coach.
They do. And very interesting to see about, how everything's going to shake out. Very interested to see hear his press conference on Monday. I remember listening to Matt Rhule's press conference when he arrived here in Waco a few years ago and walked away from that pretty impressed. And I'm assuming that I'm going to walk away from this one on Monday pretty impressed. But, again, it's not till Monday, so we won't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about the hire. A lot of people were asking me yesterday. I got a lot of text messages, had a lot of good conversation about it. And on the surface, man, it looks like a really good hire for Baylor. So I'm pretty excited, pretty fired up about the direction that the Baylor Bears are going to be headed.
Yeah, it's nice to just have some finality to it, I think, right? With all of the talk, I mean, that was about 10 full days where we were discussing a vacancy at head coach, and didn't help matters that all the while you're waiting on who this next head coach is going to be, that the 2 weeks prior to that, really, you weren't having as much of an opportunity as you would have liked if you were a Baylor fan to really soak up the Sugar Bowl and enjoy that run, because there was so much going on in the background as it related to your head coach and his staff and their future. And we can say whatever we want to about, you know, how they performed in that game. They ran into a much more talented team. That is the bottom line to the Sugar Bowl game. But there is no denying that there was some chatter in the background that kind of was leaking in from time to time, and I think might have had a little bit of effect, not necessarily on the way that game was played, but just on sort of the feel and the excitement and the ability to really fully embrace what was going on, because what you were trying to embrace or be really excited about, you were also hearing out of your other ear, it might all be coming to a close soon. And that is, in fact, what happened. And so while this coaching search was going on, and, you know, Baylor fans just get off of that Sugar Bowl appearance, and hey, it was great to be there. It was a nice cap to the season. You would have loved to have won, but that just wasn't in the cards for you, and that's okay. Bowl game loss doesn't kill you by any means. And you go into the offseason still with some momentum, but then your coaching staff starts to get taken apart, and all the while, Q, while people are waiting to hear just a name attached to this search, they're seeing Matt Rhule get introduced, they're seeing Matt Rhule do interviews at you know, these various Panthers functions. They're hearing about the assistants he would like to take with him. And so I think that made it kind of a double whammy, is because you're seeing the old guy going off and doing all these new exciting things, and you're still sitting there like, okay, well, who's replacing you? So that's finally been answered. And do you think there's a little bit of a stress relief that was going around Waco, Texas last night?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a stress relief, but I honestly don't think it was a major stress relief to begin with, or okay, a major stress to begin with. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that most Baylor fans are pretty confident in Mac Rhodes. You know, I mean, that's why I was never stressing off of it. I had my favorites. I wanted Joey McGuire. I know a lot of the fan base did. I know a lot of the players did. But Mac Rhodes had his own plan, and so I trusted, first and foremost, that he was going to make the right decision. I mean, again, I feel like it was way more stressful when everyone was trying to figure out who was going to come in when Matt Rhule came in. You know what I mean? Because really nobody knew who Mac Rhodes was thinking about, who he was talking to, who, what kind of player, person he was going to bring in. And once he hit that one out the park, now I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, every hire he makes is going to be outstanding, but you look around Baylor University and you look at all the decisions that Mac Rhodes has made since he's been here, I think he's been pretty stinking close to perfect.
Yeah, he's been pretty good, pretty solid, and hopefully Dave Aranda is the next solid hire made by Mac Rhodes, but he is the hire, and there is no new news on his staff. There is some news on the Baylor staff, though, that we will get to, although Dave Aranda's staff is now the Baylor staff. It's just right now it's him and no one else that we're aware of. We do know, however, some more guys that won't be returning, and as awesome as that coaching staff was that we just got to cover for the last 3 years, I mean, there's going to maybe be a couple of guys that are still around from that coaching staff, and that's a maybe. I mean, there might not be any when all is said and done. There's going to be a lot of guys going to Carolina with Matt Rhule that we're learning about, and there will also be some guys that go take opportunities elsewhere. You know, there's a strong possibility Frank Okem could end up at Texas. Joey McGuire will have, I'm sure, his pick of the litter. I'm sure Texas has already called him.
Yes.
Texas wanted to hire him before Baylor hired him, and he said no. So I'm sure there's more schools like that that want to take advantage of his recruiting prowess and his name and just his abilities as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see kind of how Dave Aranda sorts through and starts putting together this staff and what pieces he may like to bring back from the folks that we've seen here over the last 3 years. But a lot of the Rhule guys, the ones that came with Rhule from day one that weren't the high school coaches that he hired, it looks like almost nearly every one of those guys is going to end up in Carolina with him in some position or another, whether it be the same one they held at Baylor or you know, a position of a different variety. But pretty much all those Temple Philly guys, as we sort of referred to them, Q, they're all going to be in Carolina next year.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You know, they were Matt Rhule's guys when he brought them in here to Waco, to Baylor, and so I figured that most of them would go. I'm just interested to see what positions they actually hold. That's what's interesting to me, like a guy like Evan Cooper, who I just can't see him being a defensive back coach in the NFL. Not right now. I mean, at some point, maybe, but I don't see it right now just because, I mean, he's so inexperienced as a defensive back coach in college on the D1 level, you know? So that's going to be interesting to me. Like, what position does he take? I'm assuming that Frisman Jackson's going to take the wide receiver position because that's just, you know, that's who he is. Phil Snow, defensive coordinator, that makes sense. But there's some other guys that just kind of want to sit back and watch and see how it all shakes out, because there's a lot of guys that Matt Rhule has been interviewing for offensive coordinator, for a quarterback's coach, you know, stuff like that. I mean, he has his offensive coordinator, but he's been looking for quarterback coach. He's dipped into the NFL ranks, former head coaches he's bringing in. I mean, there's a lot of moving and shaking going on his coaching staff right now. So it's just interesting to see how these guys shake out and what their role is under Coach Rhule.
Seen a couple of posts over on Sikkim365.com. You know, people who have talked to the parents of players or parents of players that are on that website, and they're still very much in a, all right, we'll trust you kind of a mode right now. You know, anytime you have a major change, and this is a major change because you're not only losing your head football coach, but you're losing all of the people that were around him and played supporting roles, it's different. And I think what's going to be most interesting, Q, is the difference in personalities, because I'm already hearing, and we heard this yesterday from LSU people, but I'm already hearing just from the meeting last night, you know, it's a big change from Matt Rhule. Like, it's a giant change from Matt Rhule, who was preacher's kid, Mr. Talkative, could have been a preacher himself easily, and, you know, just a person with an ability to kind of open up and connect and be able to talk with just about anybody. I'm sure Dave Aranda is fully capable of talking to just about anybody. He just goes about it in a completely different manner. He is much more cerebral, much more quiet. And that is something that's been mentioned in nearly every write-up I've read about him in the last 24 hours or so. And so I could see where that's kind of even more difficult to process an adjustment when you're not only having just the change of faces and personalities or people, but the personality change as well. A group that's been motivated a certain way is going to have to learn to get motivated another type of way. But hey, that's kind of what I remember the case being when Art Briles was transitioned into Jim Grobe, was transitioned into Matt Rhule. There's a lot of people unsure about Matt Rhule at first and unsure about Jim Grobe at first. And I'm sure even some were perhaps not sure about Art Briles at first. I don't know. That was a different time period, and I think everybody just really wanted to win, and he gave him a chance to do that at that point. But I don't know. Matt Rhule was not a 100% knock it out of the park until he spoke that first day, and I think he brought a lot of people over onto his side. But even then, he had to wade through some waters throughout his 3 years, so Dave Aranda will have to do the same, and he'll do it in just a different type of manner.
Corey, my dude, hit us up on the Bush's Chicken text line. I love this hire without a doubt. I'm all in with him. Not sure Baylor could have done much better, but no way his press conferences will make me feel like I did when I heard Matt Rhule talk. Aranda will make his mark on the field with X's and O's. Can't wait to see his defense. Sick him.
Yeah, I think this might be more of a guy who speaks on the field than off the field is what we could be looking at. We'll hear on Monday him talk, though. He will be officially introduced over at Baylor, so we do have that to look forward to, and now we have some assistant coaching staff hires to look forward to as well. So we're going to have Bill Jones of CBS 11 joining us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk some Cowboys and NFL with him, and then we'll get into some Baylor coaching staff news as well here in this first hour. We're going to have NFL news and notes with Q's Cover 3 coming up at 1 o'clock today, and the playoff weekend is what we have to look forward to. We get to figure out who's going to the Super Bowl this weekend, so we'll be talking about that coming up today at 1 o'clock. We'll also be joined by Adam Rittenberg at 1:30 from ESPN.com, talking the Dave Aranda hire. He was one of those that broke the story yesterday. And then at 2, we'll be joined by Nina Davis, Lady Bear legend, as we get her thoughts on her jersey being retired tomorrow at the Farrell Center, as well as what the Lady Bears have been up to. So pretty busy show for you. And, of course, you can chime in, as always, at 254-662-1660. Steven Simcox with us as well. Coming up next, we'll have Bill Jones of CBS 11. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on the John Morris Show.
Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there to coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
Do you have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, I thought he was going to be here. And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. It looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites. Choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount, get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Hi, I'm Bambi Eskew, General Manager of Allen Samuels House of Travel here in Waco. We are local, and we are here to help make your travel and booking experiences carefree. Are you dreaming of the cool, wild beauty of Alaska? Why not let Royal Caribbean and Allen Samuels House of Travel take you there? Royal Caribbean offers incredible access to the coastlines of Southeast Alaska in combinations with a fully escorted journey into the country to explore the amazing wilderness, beauty, and wildlife of interior Alaska. With stays in the highest-rated properties available in Alaska, travel via domed rail cars, including deep tours into the Denali National Park, scenic cruising at Hubbard Glacier, Royal Caribbean will offer you the best Alaska can offer, with concierge service to make your vacation seamless and spectacular. Come seek Alaska with Royal Caribbean today. If you're looking for more information, please contact Allen Samuels House of Travel by going to our website at houseoftravelwaco.com or call our office direct at 254-776-2560. You can also visit our Facebook and Instagram, as we post great deals on the latest and best trips there. Allen Samuels House of Travel, where we'll make your vacation dreams a reality.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Sausage wraps, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Now it's time to take a look at the Dallas Cowboys with Bill Jones from CBS 11 in Dallas, brought to you by Miller Lite.
And back here on ESPN Central Texas, just after 12:15, we're now joined on the phone lines by Bill Jones of CBS 11. And Bill, we do appreciate your time, as always. We're going to obviously talk Cowboys with you, because that's what we normally do. But I did want to ask you off top, since this is how we started talking today, and this was the fresh news yesterday: Baylor hiring LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their next head football coach, replacing Matt Rhule. Just curious as to your thoughts on how Baylor's moving on after Matt Rhule headed to Carolina.
Oh, I'm not that privy to what's going on there. Or obviously Aranda has done a good job at LSU, and he'll probably do a great job at Baylor. I mean, as I mentioned last week, Joey McGuire is my guy, and the first order of business for Aranda should be to do all he can to keep Coach McGuire on the staff, because he's as good a recruiter as you'll find. And I think if you probably dug down into Baylor's resurgence here the last couple of years, Coach McGuire has a lot to do with it. So hopefully, and if Baylor doesn't want him, I can guarantee you there are a lot of schools that do want him.
Taking a look at the Cowboys, it was announced that Kellen Moore is going to continue calling the plays under Mike McCarthy. How do you think that dynamic works? How do you think McCarthy implements his ideas, but then Kellen Moore does the play calling?
Oh, I think it's interesting that McCarthy has gone this route just from the get-go. I think it shows that he was very impressed with Kellen when he talked with him, and the reports that he's gotten on him, and even the results from this season. I think McCarthy has probably spent a lot of time in his year off studying what the Cowboys are doing offensively, and I had a chance to sit down with McCarthy yesterday, and we're talking about Dak Prescott, and first thing out of his mouth was just how Dak has improved so much in throwing the ball downfield. And a lot of that has come here in the last year with Kellen Moore calling plays. So I think it's a positive that on both sides. I think McCarthy can be a better head coach by not calling plays if he's got someone he's confident in to call plays. And the other thing that McCarthy has done is he's keeping the Cowboys' offensive system in place in terms of the language and so forth, and not coming in and putting his own in there. It's the first time in since 1989 that he's had to learn new play calls and so forth, him as a head coach. And so, and as he said, it's not about him. And I think that's a smart way to go when you've got an offense that's pretty much intact coming back. Why should they be the ones who are changing their language when you can be the one that does that?
Do you think that's something that maybe he just had a revelation about while he was off this year, Bill, to become more of a CEO, just to the general organization as a head coach, instead of being so hands-on with play calling and things like that?
Well, I think he's going to be very involved in what's happening offensively. And I think Jason Garrett was too. But I think Jason Garrett's philosophy once it came to game day was, you know, let your offensive coordinator call the plays. He's prepared. You've put your input in throughout the week leading up to it. And McCarthy will probably have that same attitude about it. And I think it needed to be the right situation. If he's got an offensive coordinator who he thinks is capable of doing it, a smart guy, and Kellen Moore fills all those requirements, then go for it, because he can then spend a lot more time in other aspects of the team.
You spent many years talking to Jason Garrett just about every single week, and now you'll be doing something similar with Mike McCarthy. So getting a chance to sit down with him, just what were your kind of overall impressions?
Oh, I think he is a football guy. He's which is a great thing. He's not, as he said yesterday, he is, you know, he hit the ground running. Let's see, the press conference to introduce him was a week ago Wednesday. And so now he's, you know, 9 or 10 days into it. And he's staying at the Omni, which is adjacent to the Star. It's connected to the Star. He doesn't even have to go outside. He says, in fact, says he hasn't even been outside in 9 days since he got the job, because it's just straight from the hotel to his office and so forth. And there's so much for him to do, putting a staff together and meeting with the front office and the scouts and so forth. And there's not enough hours in the day for him. But I think that tells you what kind of guy he is. And but he's well rested. He hadn't worked in a year, so he's good to go.
We talked about Mike Nolan being the defensive coordinator. We talked about that last week. Do you know, and I know it's really early on, but do you know his priorities and how much that he's going to be looking to try to upgrade that safety position? Is that something that you think they may prioritize early in the draft?
Oh, I think it, whether it's in draft or free agency, I don't know how they feel about Xavier Woods. Jeff Heath is a free agent, so, and he's coming off shoulder surgery. I think ideally they probably want to upgrade. I don't know how they feel about Byron Jones, you know, who is a free agent. If Byron came back, is he? Do they look at him as more of a safety type or a corner? Everson Walls, who I do a podcast with, thinks that Byron would be better suited back at safety himself, just because of the lack of ball skills at cornerback. But he fits that prototype of the big corner. So it'll be interesting to see. McCarthy did say yesterday that he feels like they'll go with a four-man front, but every team has a four-man front when it's in the nickel. And so I think it remains to be seen what they do in free agency and the draft, to see what their personnel is. I think they'll be pretty hybrid on defense, which is kind of the way defenses in the NFL have evolved over the last decade or so.
Bill, have you heard anything or ever gotten any feedback on what the disconnect is or what the holdup is with the committee in allowing Drew Pearson electing Drew Pearson into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't. You know, I talked to with some people yesterday. I've talked to people in the room who said that they thought that Drew was a shoe-in and that Cliff Harris was more 50-50 after the meeting last week. And then it turns out Drew doesn't get in and Harris got in. One of the things I think Drew probably had increased expectations, because there were 10 senior members that are being elected this year. Well, as it turns out, four of the 10 are deceased. And so they went back and some of the players that played in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, primarily in their career, they were included in this, which dropped down the number of the players that are in the modern day era. So he didn't benefit from that at all. And I think he had, it felt like with input that he had gotten from Rick Goslin and Shireen Williams, who are local voters who are in the room, that there was a good shot. And so that was why he was so disappointed. You know, one of the things that works against Drew is the era that he played in. His numbers aren't near what wide receivers have today as far as receptions and touchdowns. In fact, even comparing his numbers with Harold Carmichael, who got in yesterday, Carmichael has 100 more receptions in his career and 30 more touchdown catches in his career. And so if you just laid out the statistics in front of a committee, Carmichael's probably going to get the nod. But we all know what Drew meant to the team. I mean, the other thing you can throw in is Tony Hill, who played alongside Drew for a portion of his career, has almost the equal number of stats as Drew had in his career. Not as much in the postseason, but his regular season numbers are the equal of Drew's. And so that's part of what he's up against. But we also can compare Drew with Lynn Swann. And, you know, Drew's numbers are favorable compared to Swann's, I think. So one of these days he'll have his day, but it's unfortunate that it didn't come this week.
Bill Jones of CBS 11 joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. So Drew doesn't get in. Cliff Harris does get in. Jimmy Johnson also got in, Bill, and it was about a week ago now where had the very emotional news breaking on the Fox broadcast, is him tearing up. I just was curious as to your thoughts on that and on that moment, and Jimmy also getting the nod given the impact that he's had. And do you think Darren Woodson could very well be getting the call? Where do you stand on him as a Hall of Fame guy?
Oh, I love Darren Woodson as a Hall of Fame guy. It gets the safeties don't get in a lot, especially. I mean, you got to have one of the problems with all of these DBs now is there aren't as many interceptions thrown now as what there were back in the 80s. Everson Walls is sitting there with 57 picks in his career, and he was a finalist, I think, 1 year, maybe two, and he's got numbers that would tell you that he should be in the Hall of Fame. But would he be in the all-time leading tackler for the Cowboys? Definitely belongs there. As far as Jimmy goes, I thought for sure it was going to – when Cowher got in and they surprised him on Saturday, I thought for sure that it was going to happen for Jimmy also. And sure enough, it did. Although I think I like the way that they did it by not doing it on the pregame show like they did with Cowher. They made Jimmy start to think, well, maybe I'm not getting in. And so I think he was surprised when David Baker showed up at halftime. And that probably added to his emotion at the time. But it was really cool to see. And Jimmy is an emotional guy. And so for the flood of emotions to come on national television like that was a pretty cool watch.
You mentioned Byron Jones a little earlier, and he is going to be a free agent, and he doesn't have a lot of interceptions. I mean, it's just something he doesn't do. But being a free agent and being a guy that can lock down that position, do you think that he's going to be a priority, or do you think he's one of those guys that they may look to try to lock up like third?
Well, it may come down to letting him test the market, see what's out there, because he's only got two interceptions in his career, and so I don't know what other teams perceive him to be. And now it's a new crop of coaches coming in here too. I don't know how they view him, and so I could give you a better answer on that, knowing the old coaching staff and Chris Richard valued a big corner like that. I think they might have been more apt to sign him at that point, but with this coaching staff, I don't know how they feel about him, and that's going to say a lot about whether the Joneses decide to spend that kind of money on him.
Bill, real quick, who do you have in the games this weekend? Who do you think we're going to be watching down in Miami for the Super Bowl?
You know, my mind says Kansas City and San Francisco, and I think I'll stick with the Chiefs on the AFC side. I'm you know, that Aaron Rodgers, he just seems to come up and make plays. And I'm, even though the 49ers have a better team, I'm thinking, and they're playing at home, I'm leaning towards Aaron Rodgers pulling it off, and we'd have a matchup of Rodgers and Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And then the other part of that equation is then the criticism that Jerry Jones will get because he hired the Green Bay coach. They got fired, and the replacement took Green Bay to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So we look forward to that.
Well, State Farm would State Farm would love your pick because you get Rodgers and Mahomes, their commercial guys, at a Super Bowl against each other. That'd be fantastic for them.
There you go.
Yeah, Bill, we do appreciate your time as always. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. There's Bill Jones of CBS 11 here with us on ESPN Central Texas, riffing on a few different things from Dave Aranda to the Dallas Cowboys and all the personnel movement that they've had this week as far as the coaching staff goes. But that was the big revelation, I guess you could call it. It was in the last 24 hours was Mike McCarthy telling the media that Kellen Moore will call plays for the Cowboys.
Shocked me.
How much on a level of shockingness or shocking?
I mean, if we're doing 1 to 5, I'll say it's at least a 3.5, maybe four. You know, I just thought that Mike McCarthy was going to be the guy, and I don't disagree with him giving up the play calling. I think that most coaches are probably in a better situation when they aren't calling the plays, when they could just kind of be the CEO. You don't run into a Bill O'Brien situation where it's like, I didn't have a right call for that play. You know what I mean? Because he has so many things going on in his mind. So if that's the offensive coordinator's job to call the plays, that's the dude that's got to have those plays in his head, be ready to go. All Bill O'Brien has to do is say, yeah, boom. Yeah, go for it on 4th and 1. Yeah, we need this momentum right now. Go for it instead of getting stuck and saying he don't have the right play call. So maybe things like that, situations like that, is why Mike McCarthy is saying go ahead and let Kellen Moore be the guy. But, you know, there's a lot of head coaches in the league that do call plays, and they're pretty successful. So, I mean, it's, I guess it's whatever your flavor is.
Well, I just think it's confusing because if you're not going to call plays, why wouldn't you bring in your own guy who knows your offense to do it? And I just feel like this is, as much as Jerry said he doesn't have any imprint on the coaching staff, I think this was the one request.
Jerry in the background was like, hey, yeah.
I think this was in the interview. He was like, we need to hold on to Kellen. He's a rising star, and he's going to be your OC.
Now, I don't want to have any input on your coaching staff, but
that's right.
This young Kellen Moore.
That could be.
Is the next Joe Brady. Yeah, very well could be. Everybody's looking for that guy now, right? Everybody saw Lincoln Riley. They're like, all right, who's the next Lincoln Riley? It's Joe Brady. All right, who's the next Joe Brady? Well, maybe, you know, Jerry thinks it's Kellen Moore. Maybe others think it's Kellen Moore. But, yeah, I mean, Mike McCarthy somewhat protects himself with that decision, you know, right away as well. And who knows? Maybe, you know, Kellen Moore is the next big thing. And all these football minds see something in him, that being the reason why, you know, he's getting these opportunities. He's not getting them just because he's a nice dude.
Right.
He's getting them for a reason. So Mike McCarthy being the football mind that he is, that should tell you something about how he views Kellen Moore. And we know how the Cowboys already view Kellen Moore. So thanks to Bill Jones for his time. Normally we would be transitioning into John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, but he joined us yesterday. So we will get to Dave Aranda and this Baylor football program now under his direction. An update on the former coaching staff and where a lot of those assistants are now deciding to go, where some of them are headed. And for some, there's still a to be determined next to their names, but we do know the case on several. And so we'll talk about that next. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Tim Mulkey and the Lady Bears all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action in the Farrell Center Saturday evening, hosting West Virginia. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
This season, join Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley. We're brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. It's the December employee pricing for everyone event with our best year-end deals. Come see the difference that so many of our friends have raved about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
Congratulations to the Green and Gold for a great 2019 football season. InCommons Bank enjoys being part of the community here in Waco, and we are excited to see what the 2020 football season will bring on the Brazos. Our mission at InCommons Bank is to be the best community bank in Central Texas, and we are doing just that. Our locations include Mejia, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Rosebud, and Waco. Stop by any of our branches or visit us online at InCommonsBank.com to find out more about us. Come see me, Regina, and go Green and Gold.
Member FDIC.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor has hired LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their new head football coach. Bruce Feldman, who covers college football for The Athletic, broke the news on Thursday and then joined You Make the Call to discuss why he thought the job was appealing to Aranda.
Well, I think Dave has wanted to be a head coach for quite some time. And look, what Matt Rhule did there was pretty remarkable. And I think that Aranda knows it's a really good situation. He knows that he's going to walk in and inherit a really good locker room and a good culture.
Listen to ESPN Central Texas all day long as we cover this developing story. Aranda will be introduced at a press conference on Monday. In the NBA tonight, the Spurs host the Hawks. Tip-off is at 7:30. And the Mavericks host the Blazers. Tip-off is set for 8:30. Mavs big man Kristaps Porzingis remains a game-time decision with knee soreness.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to Unnecessary Roughness. A Turbo Boost solid-state hard drive can speed up your computer. Drop by Prompt Technology in Waco today to learn more. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, it is 12:38. NFL news and notes with Cover 3 coming up in about 20 minutes from now. But yesterday, as we were leaving the airwaves, just a few minutes into You Make the Call, they got word that the hiring of Dave Aranda was official. And I don't know about you guys, but as soon as I saw the timing of the news breaking, I was just like, of course, of course. We talked about it all afternoon long, and we get off the air, and that's how we get announcements made, is we leave the airwaves and You Make the Call takes over. So they got that pretty much right in the middle of their show.
At least it wasn't as bad as it normally is, though. Normally, it's just one of those breaking news that is out of nowhere that we haven't even really had a good chance to discuss. This one, we kind of felt like it was on the tipping point of being that he was going to be the hire, and then all of a sudden it was just confirmed. You know? So I didn't feel quite as bad, but yeah, of course, that's our luck. We can tee it up. We can warm it up. It's kind of like that slot machine in New Orleans when Paul stole all my money. I warmed it up for him, then he came in there and he cleaned house.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's now official. It's done. Dave Aranda arrived in Waco last night. There was a short video that was put up by Baylor football that showed him out there walking on the field of McLean Stadium. And we haven't seen enough footage just yet to really get any kind of impression other than just, hey, here he's at
the
stadium.
He looks like a badass. That's the impression I got. He looks like he's going to be straight up Billy Badass.
That's what most people's first impressions have been, is just to kind of taking a look at the guy, and then you read about him being very cerebral, very quiet, and all of that. And so I've seen some compare him, as we had, I think it was TJ yesterday, say that he looks like Robbie Lawler. Mm-hmm. And he does have a bit of a resemblance to Robbie Lawler, the former UFC fighter. But yeah, he's different than Matt Rhule, that is for sure. And I'm sure this is kind of weird for the players more than anybody else, but it's something that they'll get used to as they get to know him more. But one thing they've got to learn, or are probably learning throughout this process, is, you know, Matt Rhule elected to leave. And when he elected to leave, I think the players could understand why. He's getting paid a top 10 salary in the NFL to live his dream job. And, you know, Carolina's got a lot of really cool things going on right now. And for anybody who's feeling sorry for, you know, most members of this staff, and I am absolutely on board with keeping people in mind that are being affected by these types of decisions, because while we celebrate the hires, we tend to just kind of overlook those who are affected in a negative way, like losing their job as a result of this and not having a D1 program or an NFL team to bounce back onto. But the good news is a lot of the assistants will have those types of things to fall back on. And the great news for a lot of Matt Rule's assistants, who, especially those guys you shouldn't feel sorry for, is they're all going to the NFL. I mean, basically all of them are going to the NFL. Our own David Smoke putting out there last night, Phil Snow's going to be the Panthers' defensive coordinator. Frisman Jackson will be the Panthers' wide receivers coach. And Evan Cooper will be the Panthers' cornerbacks coach.
Is that read correctly? Is that being read correctly, or is that what they currently are?
I guess we'd have to ask him.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because that's what I was assuming, too, that it was saying that Evan Cooper was going to be the defensive back coach, but I'm still hung up on that, and I don't know if he's going to be an NFL defensive back coach immediately.
Smokey with Twitter sometimes, I just don't know. So
because that's how I read it, and then when I read it later, I was like, wait a minute, that's what they currently are right now,
right?
So does that mean that they're necessarily going to go and do the same exact thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I had to sort through him fighting with people over things on Twitter. So to get to that, I mean, that's what I'm curious about as well, because Evan Cooper being the corners coach for the Panthers after a couple years as Baylor's corners coach, that would be quite the leap up for sure. And one, if I was a Panthers fan, I'd be like, I don't know about that one, just because, you know, without knowing Evan Cooper at all,
right,
why just trust that this guy's already ready for that position and not just a friendly hire, right? So,
because corner is not an easy position either.
No.
I mean, you talk about wide receivers that are divas.
Yeah.
Cornerbacks ain't much different.
No, they're not. And Evan's a young dude, and I'm sure he will have no problem in fitting in, adjusting, whatever his role is. But yeah, I may be reading that wrong. We'd have to get more clarification for him. It's worded very strangely.
No, you read it you read it out loud the way that it's worded on the tweet.
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly how to be 100% clear on it.
Right. So those guys are all gone. Phil Snow is gone. Evan Cooper is gone. Frisman Jackson is gone. Sean Patton is gone. Matthew Delgado is gone. Those were a couple of the kind of behind-the-scenes guys from earlier this week that we had made mention of as well. And Frank Okham, we know, is interviewed with mm-hmm. Texas. We know Joey McGuire is going to have a lot of people on the line. Smokey just hit me up and said that he was told cornerbacks coach for Evan Cooper. But, you know, we'll see if there's somebody else that emerges there. It sounds like it's a very fluid situation with Matt Rule's staff. So he is bringing those guys over with him. And I wouldn't imagine Mike Sarabo being tow.
He already
as
said
well.
Sarabo and Jeremy Scott as well.
So strength and conditioning, linebackers, cornerbacks, wide receivers, defense. Pretty much everybody going. So that would leave names like, obviously, Sean Bell, Joey McGuire. You'd also be looking at George De Leon, but I'm sure he will be in some type of analyst role with Carolina. I just can't imagine any other scenario for him. Glenn Thomas will be interesting to see where he lands, since it appears that Joe Brady is going to be, you know, obviously running that offense for Carolina. It won't be Glenn Thomas in that OC role, so be curious to see where he moves on to. But that's about it.
Won't be Jeff Nixon.
Jeff Nixon's not being announced anywhere as of yet, and obviously he's not going to be the OC for Carolina either. Maybe their running backs coach or something along those lines. Remains to be seen there. But, yeah, only really about three position coaches / coordinators off of that Baylor coaching staff that have not chosen to join Carolina or been invited to enjoy Carolina, or that don't have, as long as we're aware, you know, a couple of opportunities that are already out there. Like, we already know with Joey, he's got stuff probably already getting lined up. We know the deal with Okham, but just on those kind of three guys, Nixon and Bell and De Leon, although you can kind of draw your own conclusions, Glenn Thomas. So there's a couple that are, they'll be curious to see, you know, where they land, but expected a big exodus, you know, when Matt Rule got hired elsewhere, expected he's going to bring some of his own guys with him. So this is truly going to be a lot of turnover for Dave Aranda to have to account for. And I'm sure he's got something, you know, in place in his mind and had the right answers when Mac Rhodes was asking him those types of questions, such as, well, who would you have on your staff if you could bring over guys? So you better have that answer handy if you're in the middle of a coaching interview. You better have a plan in place. And so it'll be interesting to see Dave Aranda's plan play out. But what we do know is that Evan Cooper won't be a part of it. Frisman Jackson won't be a part of it. Doesn't look like many of the coaches on this former Baylor coaching staff will be part of it. So just more change to get used to. And it's never easy, especially when you really like the folks that are now changing. And it was a really fun staff to cover for 3 years. I truly am going to miss covering a staff like that and all the accessibility and just the great personalities that they had. But that is business, and that is life in football, especially big money football like college and the NFL. So I think that's where we are as far as updated assistants go. Can you think of anybody else that has not been mentioned?
No, I don't think so. I think it's still you know, a couple out there in the wind or whatever, but I'm sure that that'll be rolling in and be cleared up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think we'd have some more answers by the end of this weekend, most definitely. So that's where we stand. No hires by Aranda so far. There's some rumors out there about who we might grab as his OC in DC, but there's nothing official on that whatsoever. About three of the Baylor assistants, we don't know really what their plans are at all. And everybody else, basically, mark over to Carolina, Joey McGuire with a question mark, but that should be answered relatively soon. And that's kind of where we stand right now. So should be a fun weekend to see kind of some of the notes that pop up on who Aranda may be visiting with. Was supposed to be visiting with the coaches this morning. So obviously with a lot of these guys having made decisions, it's more of a hello and goodbye type of situation. But we'll see if anybody does stick around on this staff after meeting with Baylor's new head football coach. It's 12:46. We will take a break right here. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
We first opened the doors of Jeff Hunter Toyota in 1990 and have become the premier Toyota dealership in Waco. We offer a full selection of new Toyota models, have a vast inventory of pre-owned vehicles. There's a state-of-the-art service and body shop with factory-trained technicians and a full-line parts department. Stop by and see Kyle Tomlinson or any of our team members for a great car at a fair price. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
Everything we do for you.
First Central Credit Union is seeing 2020. Are you paying more than 3.9 annual percentage rate on credit cards? Transfer your balances today. First Central's Visa credit card has 3.9% for 12 months. Seeing 2020 financially clear means less stress and savings with your goals in view. No balance transfer fees, annual fees. We guarantee no hidden costs. Come see us or apply online at firstcentralcu.com.
Eligibility and application requests apply. Member NCUA.
My house has a new glow. I love my window.
Winter is here, and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor has hired LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their new head football coach. Bruce Feldman, who covers college football for The Athletic, broke the news on Thursday and then joined You Make the Call to discuss why he thought the job was appealing to Aranda.
Well, I think Dave has wanted to be a head coach for for quite some time. And look, what Matt Rhule did there was pretty remarkable. And I think that Aranda knows it's a really good situation. He knows that he's going to walk in and inherit a really good locker room and a good culture.
Listen to ESPN Central Texas all day long as we cover this developing story. Aranda will be introduced at a press conference on Monday. In the NBA tonight, the Spurs host the Hawks. Tip-off is at 7:30. And the Mavericks host the Blazers. Tip-off is set for 8:30. Mavs big man Kristaps Porzingis remains a game-time decision with knee soreness.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, and a little bit of news that is quite small for probably most of you out there, but I just want to know Stephen Simcox's reaction. Kristaps Porzingis officially ruled out for tonight's game, his 10th straight game that he will miss due to knee soreness. What is your worry level at this point over the big man and his knee issues? Or are you just kind of like, oh, this is just the way that it is?
No, I'm worried. I mean, I don't think this is load management in any way. I feel like they've kind of put it under the guise of just being extra cautious. But, you know, Kristaps said after the game against the Kings, so the last two nights he's been a late scratch. They've been expecting him to play, and then about 20, 30 minutes before game time, all of a sudden he's out. And he said that just every day they're kind of working him through drills, and then he talks to the trainer about what he's feeling in this knee, and then they make a decision. So, I mean, they keep saying there's progress, and I guess there is because he's working out and he's doing drills and he's going through practice, but it's not this injury. But to me, that sounds kind of like drop foot almost, where you're just like waiting for him one day to wake up and it clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it does tomorrow and he's fine. But I think we're getting towards the territory of, we don't have a timetable. Is this going to be a lingering thing? Is he going to come back for 5 or 6 games and all of a sudden the knee's sore again and he's out? And they don't really have any sort of diagnosis other than he just tweaked it. Well, we're 10 games in now, or a couple weeks of this dragging out. I think there's reason to be concerned given his history.
Yeah, so another scratch for him, and this time at least they're just going to put it out there right away. So if you're going to the game tonight, or planning on watching the game tonight, we're unsure of Kristaps' ability to play. Well, he's gone ahead and been ruled out now, so they won 3 straight, but clearly this has started to loom over their heads a pretty good bit, and the uncertainty surrounding it all is Steven outlined there. So tonight it'll be the Portland Trail Blazers at the AAC, and the Mavs will get some time at home because they won't play again until Tuesday, and that will also be at home against the Clippers. So that's a big one coming to town. But yeah, this Kristaps situation is a little bit worrisome when you're talking about a week and a half and the mysteriousness kind of surrounding it all, given his injury history.
Exactly. I mean, that's the biggest thing, man. It's a big dude and a knee injury. You know what I mean? Like, that's really all you got to say. There's certain guys and certain positions on the court. Big men, when it comes to knees and feet, are never good. It's never a good situation. And so that's where the big concern is. Steven, he really rolled it out there perfectly. But that, as a Mavs fan, you have to sit back and wonder and be curious on how this is going to continue to develop, and know that, you know, he's just not going to probably ever be right. You know, he's going to be good enough to play at some point, but how good is good enough? So it's just something that you got to continue to monitor. Again, big man and knees and feet, man, it never works out right.
Yeah, it's a lot more problematic the bigger you are. The more weight that you're carrying, the longer, flimsier mm-hmm. your legs are. So he's a big dude. I mean, he's an awkward-looking dude, but a big dude. And so we'll see how that plays out. I mean, that's all we can really say at this point, with only the doctors of the Dallas Mavericks and Kristaps himself really having any clue what's going on with that knee issue. But day after day, it's another scratch, another scratch, another scratch, another. We'll update you. And
but Luka's still great.
And Luka's still, but hey, they've you know, fortunately, Kristaps isn't the face of the franchise.
Right.
It's young man by the name of Luka Doncic who's still doing A-OK for himself. So really, yeah, for the Mavericks, it's all about just keeping these guys healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can do that, they're going to be a playoff team most likely. They're in that position right now, and you know, won a couple in a row. So we'll see what they can do later on tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers, but no Kristaps for the Mavs, and that has a little effect, do you think, on how you kind of view that outcome? Still expect the Mavs to probably win that game, though.
Show me your Blazers! Yeah. Isn't that what my guy would say, Simi? Show me your Blazers!
They've quietly been better. They got off to a horrid start, and they've won like five of their last six. They beat the Rockets the other night pretty good. So.
Well, Melo's the dude. All of a sudden,
yeah,
Melo is the dude.
Back in it. He kind of kept them afloat when they had some injuries.
I'm seeing Blazers fans like, yes, I'm so glad we got Carmelo. He's doing so many big things. And, I mean, I'm like, what year is this?
This is like the T-Wolves with Derrick Rose last year.
Right, yes. No, you know what? That's a perfect way to put it. Yep.
Well, we'll go ahead and get on into hour number two here. We're going to have some NFL news and notes with Q's Cover 3. We'll also have Adam Rittenberg, who is one of those that broke the story of there was a lot of people reporting a lot of different things at various times, all kind of within the same time frame. But Adam Rittenberg was one of those that had some confirmation on the hire of Dave Aranda to Baylor yesterday. So he'll jump on with us and give us his thoughts on the hire and what it means for the Bears moving forward. But first things first, NFL news and notes with Cover 3. That's next is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to say, first of all, y'all, thank y'all for all the coverage y'all did there in New Orleans and everything else. It's a great job. I don't see how you could have done it any better. I'm always know everybody always kind of looks back and see maybe we could have done this or this, but I can't think of a thing. But I appreciate y'all doing that for everybody back here in Central Texas. But the main thing is my legacy deal for this team, heck, y'all, I mean, they're 2 years ahead of anything that I would have expected. I mean, I was hoping they'd be at this point where they're at right now, 2 years down the road. I mean, I thought maybe 7 wins, 8 wins would be really good. Anything above that was gravy on the steak. You know, so I mean, you know, their legacy is they're way ahead of where they're at, and they're in a good place to, you know, maybe take another step. You know, even if they stay status quo, exactly what they did this year, that's still going to be a heck of a season, y'all.
You make the call on ESPN Central Texas.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites. Choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with 4 ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with 2 lobster tails and 2 bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with 4 pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add 2 bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with 2 ribeyes, 2 bacon-wrapped fillets, 2 New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount, get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Hi, I'm Bambi Eskew, General Manager of Allen Samuels House of Travel here in Waco. We are local, and we are here to help make your travel and booking experiences carefree. Are you dreaming of the cool, wild beauty of Alaska? Why not let Royal Caribbean and Allen Samuels House of Travel take you there? Royal Caribbean offers incredible access to the coastlines of southeast Alaska, in combinations with a fully escorted journey into the country to explore the amazing wilderness, beauty, and wildlife of interior Alaska. With stays in the highest-rated properties available in Alaska, travel via domed rail cars, including deep tours into the Denali National Park, scenic cruising at Hubbard Glacier, Royal Caribbean will offer you the best Alaska can offer, with concierge service to make your vacation seamless and spectacular. Come seek Alaska with Royal Caribbean today. If you're looking for more information, please contact Alan Samuels House of Travel by going to our website at houseoftravelwaco.com or call our office direct at 254-776-2560. You can also visit our Facebook and Instagram as we post great deals on the latest and best trips there. Alan Samuels House of Travel, where we'll make your vacation dreams a reality.
StarTex Propane for all your propane and propane accessories in 20 counties with service to residential and commercial customers for over 45 years and is one of the largest independently owned propane companies in Texas. Refill your propane tank, stop by, or have it delivered. If you're tailgating, hunting, fishing, and camping, think StarTex Propane. Looking for barbecue grills, outdoor kitchen, turkey cookers, space heaters, how about cast iron pots, pans, and more? StarTex Propane has everything you need. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, Facebook, or 752-6571.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Did you know that 1 out of every 4 men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it?
And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
3, 2, and showtime.
Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills at Lake Air in Waco. The 1 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Chapman's Bail Bonds.
Let's get it.
This is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, 101 is the time here on ESPN Radio. Sorry, just thinking of that text message that Q was just reading off here a second ago. I do want to make mention, and we'll read that text message, and then we'll get into cover three. I do have here next to me a couple pairs of tickets for tomorrow's Lady Bears game versus West Virginia. So if you are interested in going to check out the number 2 ranked Lady Bears, who very well could be number 1 by the end of the weekend, who knows, the way they've been shooting up the polls here as of late. If you want to go check them out in a nice matchup against a West Virginia team is pretty good, then head on out to the Farrell Center tomorrow, and you can have these tickets in your hands. So if you are interested, 254-662-1660, the Bush's Chicken text line, phone lines as well. Even though we're going to have cover three in this segment.
Call us after cover three.
More open line time, but you can hit us up on the text line and let us know that you are you'd like to have some of these tickets that we have for the game tomorrow. And again, Nina Davis will be having her jersey retired as well, so it should be a pretty fun day at the Farrell Center, and she will join us in about an hour from now to talk about getting her jersey retired. So we've got the Bush and Chicken text line open. Again, 254-662-1660. And Q, we read off that text you got.
Yeah, I got a text from my guy, Pat Kerrigan. He said, with all the fanfare with the new BU coach, don't forget those who made the last 3 years fun for you guys and fans. While the media covers the new hire, others cleaned out their desks and are in limbo as well as their families, wives, and kids. These guys worked their A off to take time away from your family and loved ones to turn BU around. They gave you AT&T and Sugar Bowl trips and Houston. The assistant coaches and support staff now being let go, they are the nuts and bolts of BU's turnaround. No one thinks of them and are all of a sudden looking for a job and uprooting their lives. These people made your fall job great.
Yeah, and we gave them a lot of great coverage and a lot of exposure, and it goes hand in hand. But we just said about 30 minutes ago the very words that you're saying there, Pat, talking about the support staff and saying to keep those people in mind. So we've already addressed those guys and have given our well wishes to each and every single one of them, including just saying as a whole about 20 minutes ago that that staff made it a very fun 3 years. But that's the nature of the business, and I do think of those guys and wish them all the best, but you know, a lot of those guys are cleaning out their desks and head into a nicer desk as well. So it works both ways there, no doubt about it. Now let's get into some NFL news and notes. If you want to chime in like Pat did, 254-662-1660. Let's get into NFL news and notes with Q's cover three.
Time for Cover 3 with your boy Q. Brought to you by Centex Irrigation, Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, Colby Carpenter of Keller Williams Realty, and Bella Therapies.
Right there, you heard a little Pat Mahomes magic right there. 3 touchdown passes, 3 of his 5 touchdown passes that he had on Sunday's big-time comeback for the Chiefs and the Texans. And I'm not trying to rip off a Band-Aid or rip off, open up a new wound or anything for Texans fans, but that was when the Chiefs started making making their 41 unanswered point run. That was a heck of a run, heck of a comeback. They come back, get the victory. They move on to the conference championship game. And this is 2 years as a starter, 2 years in a row, Patrick Mahomes has led the Kansas City Chiefs to the conference championship game, and that is the first time that's ever been happened in franchise history. Think about that. 2 years in the league, back-to-back conference championships they're going to be playing in, and that's the first time that's ever happened in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, he is a special dude. I've talked about him quite a lot over the last couple of years, and I'm not surprised that he's, you know, making more history. I think if you're surprised by anything Patrick Mahomes is doing at this point, you're just not paying attention. And so don't be surprised anymore by really anything this guy does. The Chiefs have always been, you know, very historically respected, but, you know, for most of my life, they've been very hit or miss as far as their success levels go. They've kind of sniffed a Super Bowl here and there, but never quite gotten there. But they are in prime position now, and they were oh so close last year, so would not rule them out in any way, shape, or form coming up this weekend, and would not be surprised at all to see Patrick Mahomes getting a lot of Super Bowl coverage here over the next couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, they were one offsides from being in the Super Bowl last year. If they didn't have a man line up offsides, they would have been playing in the Super Bowl instead of the Patriots, but here they are. They're back again, and Patrick Mahomes, he led that comeback with 321 passing yards, 5 TDs, no interceptions, 134.6 passer rating, and added 53 yards on the ground, and that was an element of the game that, and I know Patrick Mahomes could do that. We've seen it plenty of times. He's done it in the league, but I think that that was another element that he added to that game on Sunday against the Texans that really kind of just deflated Houston. I mean, they just didn't have an opportunity when they thought they had the guys covered. All of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes would roll out, and he would look like he was just rolling out on a mission. You know, he looked like he was a different dude. Everyone talks about, well, he's not really the same guy he was last year because he doesn't have the same video game type numbers that he did last year when he was a starter, the first year as a starter. But I'll tell you right now, man, he might almost be playing at a higher level. Even though the numbers don't say it's better, he may be playing at a higher level just because he understands the game. He's grown within the game. He's matured more than he was last season.
Yeah, definitely scary to think about, and he's still so young. He's only, you know, 3 years into this thing at this point, so imagine him as, you know, 7-year vet in the NFL, what he'll be able to do, diagnosing defenses and all of that. But it has seemed like a bit of a quiet year around him. I mean, I still see him on State Farm commercials and all this other stuff, but just with Lamar Jackson having the type of year that he had up until last week and, you know, the various weeks where we had you know, this quarterback or that quarterback looks like they could be the next young stud, only to fizzle out, you know, a couple games later. Just there were other players taking headlines for one reason or another, and he was just kind of the de facto, like, oh, yeah, and Patrick Mahomes is still here too.
Right.
But, yeah, here he is, and now it's whittled down, and he'll get all the attention that maybe he wasn't receiving earlier this year.
I just got a text from my buddy Dusty, and he said, it was funny. It was a little picture, and it says, remember when Mahomes played Darlene on Roseanne? And if you look at – no, seriously, but I only bring this up because what's funny is every time I see him, especially when maybe he has a hat on or something, I always swear he looks like Steph Curry. He always has a, you know, there's always like a comparison of them side by side somewhere. I'll see pictures and I'm like, man, that is Steph Curry on the football field. And they look almost exactly alike, but they're different looking, obviously. But they do, if they're next to each other side by side in a picture, they look the same dude.
They might, yeah, have a little bit of a resemblance. Sure, they're both light-skinned dudes and kind of have some of the sort of same facial features, I guess.
Right.
Definitely different voices. Patrick's got a very weird voice.
Yeah, he's got the Kermit the Frog voice.
Yeah.
Him and Edo probably got the best of. The most comical voices.
Yeah, it's weird, but no, I could definitely see a little bit of a resemblance. So that's funny. Yeah, that the folks see Steph Curry, but he's a different kind of cat, man. The Darlene thing, that's just out of bounds. That's just so out of bounds.
But it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's funny. Very out of bounds.
It is, absolutely. I appreciate that, though, Dusty. Jaguars, they interviewed Ben McAdoo for their offensive coordinator, talking about a fall for grace. I mean, remember this guy was the head coach of the Giants, and then he's been out of the league for a while. And look, Matt Rhule interviewed him the other day with the Panthers for an offensive spot. This is Ben McAdoo.
Okay.
Yeah, so now all of a sudden the Jaguars are interviewing him. So, you know, he's been out of the league for a couple seasons now, but now it's starting to resurface, and I'm not, I mean, at all, I'm not impressed by this hire, or not hire, but even this interview at all. And I know that Matt Rhule in Carolina is looking for guys with NFL experience, so he's been interviewing a bunch of different guys, and so who knows? I was glad to see that he left Carolina without a job, but now he's in Jacksonville interviewing for that job. So that's very interesting, man. I just don't know what Ben McAdoo has. I mean, you remember, you're really – you really remembered for the last thing you did, and the only thing I remember McAdoo doing in New York was screwing it all up.
I think he really needs to change up his look. You know, freshen things up. I just, you know, get the mental image of him on that giant sideline. Like, I don't know. I just think he needs to freshen up his look, kind of hit the reset button. And, yeah, I wouldn't be all that excited about that potential hire either if I was a Jaguars or whoever else is looking at him type of a fan. But, Steven, your thoughts on that?
Well, he looked like a... He looked like a bunch of kids pretending to be an adult in a trench coat.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like on the sidelines.
Or like a bad undercover cop or something. Yeah.
And then he had the weird, like, I don't know, the way it was either the way the play sheet was designed or the way he was holding it. It looked kind of like a Waffle House menu or something. I know it looks aren't
might
everything.
Might have been.
That's great, Brad. Hey, listen to what Cover 3's been today. Patrick Mahomes and Darlene. Yeah. And now Waffle House. Love it.
He does need to change his look.
Yeah, he does.
He needs to change the look up. The shades and the mustache, the slick back hair on the sidelines.
Looks like a pervert.
Yeah, well...
But to his credit, you know, now that I've dogged him, to his credit, before he was the head coach in New York, his offenses were actually like in the top 10. Back in 2015, they were in the top 10. But again, that's back in 2015. So it's now 2020. So, I mean, has he evolved? Has he gotten better? Has he learned from being away from the game? Who knows? But he interviewed with the Jacksonville Jaguars and then former Cowboy offensive coordinator Scott Linehan, who was out of 2019. He didn't do anything in the NFL in 2019. He actually is interviewing in Carolina for the quarterback's coach job. So there he goes. Another guy who's been in the NFL that Matt Rhule is picking his brain.
I'm sure Panthers fans are thrilled with Scott Linehan being interviewed. But, yeah, curious to see, you know, how Matt Rhule is filling out his staff, because it does have an effect on Baylor. And we just outlined about 30 minutes ago the changes that are taking place on this coaching staff with Evan Cooper and Phil Snow and Mike Saravo and Frisman Jackson. And I think there's one name I'm missing, and then also a couple of the personnel guys. Or behind-the-scenes guys, mm-hmm. They're all going to Carolina. So he's got that Baylor-slash-Temple foundation with most of his buddies and his longtime assistants. But there are all those other spots to fill. So, you know, Linehan's been around a long time. If you're keeping him with just the quarterbacks, I don't see the harm in that, obviously, especially when Joe Brady's your offensive coordinator.
Right.
I mean, it kind of makes you not even care that much about who all the rest of the assistants are going to be on offense, because you feel like it's in good hands alone just with Joe Brady calling plays. But yeah, Linehan will end somewhere, and it'll be interesting to see if maybe it is a pairing with Matt Rhule here in the future.
Well, that was one thing that Matt Rhule was trying to make a big priority, is the fact that he did want to have guys with NFL ties, because, I mean, obviously he only spent the 1 year in New York with the NFL ties, so mm-hmm. He doesn't want to bring in just a bunch of college dudes that have no NFL experience. That was one of the hang-ups in New York when he was interviewing with the Jets. They didn't think he could bring in guys with NFL experience, so he's showing that he can do that. At least he's interviewing and picking their brains right now.
Yeah, well, I understand the concerns that people had for that, and, you know, time will tell on his staff ultimately. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of folks who are in Carolina who are, like, curious about an Evan Cooper or, you know, even any of these other assistants for that matter, and how it will translate. But he'll have plenty of NFL ties when it's all said and done, and I think that was always a bit of an overblown concern.
Oh, I do too. I do too, and I think he's much better landing place in Carolina than with the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah. He made the right choice.
Yes.
Either New York team, he made the absolute right choice. I'll tell you what, too, it was weird. I was talking like a few days before he took that job about how I wanted to visit Carolina. I don't know if you guys remember that. I was talking on air at like Asheville and mentioning a beautiful part of the country I've never really been to. You know,
well, now you got a reason. Go check it on out.
And I'm like, hey, coach.
Sup, Matt.
Sup, remember me? But one thing that I was looking at was in reading one of the Panthers releases and kind of connecting the dots a little bit more. We didn't quite understand the assistant coaching job that he'd had in Carolina, the impact that had had on him living there in that part of the country for 4 years as a young coach before he made big money. And that obviously stuck with him and his wife, and that made their decision to go to Carolina all that much easier. But when he was out there, man, you go look at the school that he was at, that is a beautiful part of the country. Oh, my gosh. Like, it was a no-brainer. I mean, you look at the money he's being paid, mm-hmm. the organization, and that part of where he was living, I have absolutely... I'd have absolutely no hesitation in doing exactly what he did, honestly. So, yeah, the more I learn about all the connections he had and just, you know, where he's going to be and all that kind of jazz,
It makes sense. It was just a shock at first.
It definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
And you can't really fault him too much because I think we'd all, given the situation, make the exact same, you know, the exact same decision ultimately. But yeah, he's putting his staff together, and it's kind of fun to see how he's sort of piecing this all together.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. This is going to wrap up cover three here. Are you a Snickers guy? Do you like Snickers?
I like Snickers, yeah.
What about you, Simi?
No, it's too chewy for me. I'm not a big fan.
All right. We all know I'm a Reezy's guy. I don't get down with anything else but the Reezy's. But there is a super, super duper large Snicker bar, and it was created right here in the city of Waco. So shout out to Mars. But yeah, this super duper large Snickers bar is 4,728 pounds. You want to talk about chewy? 4,728 pounds. It is the size of 43,000 regular size candy bars put together, and it's going to be on display in the commercial for Super Bowl 54. So yeah, something that's going to be on display at the Super Bowl on the commercial, like I said, during Super Bowl 54, was created right here in Waco. And yeah, it is huge. 4,728 pound Snicker bar.
So why do they need a real one for the commercial, you think?
I don't know. It says the giant monument to all things delicious weighs 4,728 pounds and is certified by Guinness World Records.
Okay.
The bar was made at Mars Wrigley plant right there in Waco. It'll be given out in pieces to Mars employees around the country.
There.
This is incredibly impressive. Something keeping something together that is 5,000-pound bar of chocolate is really challenging.
Yeah, I bet that it is, especially with this weird climate that we have here in Central Texas, where you just don't know if you're going to step outside and get wet from sweat or from rain. So, yeah, I'm sure that's something you really got to take careful care of, but it makes sense that they're going to chop it up and give out pieces to employees. And because I was curious as to why, if you're just going to use it for a commercial, you'd need an actual large Snickers bar rather than some prop, but I guess they already have plans for it, so that makes sense.
1,200 pounds of caramel, nougat, and peanuts, and then more than 3,500 pounds of chocolate.
Jeez.
That might be a little chewy.
Well done, folks, over at M&M Mars.
That's pretty awesome. I ain't mad at them. If they're going to do it big, right? Why not?
Well, yeah, I'm always in favor of those from the area who put on for this part of the area and this part of the state. So we've got Balcones, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got
now that's what I'm talking about. How about Balcones come up with a 4,728 pound bottle of Balcones liquor?
It'd be a lot of deaths.
I would be with that.
Yeah.
Well, sign me up, Jack.
You'd be passed out pretty quick too.
That's okay.
With something like that. But
M&M
Mars is another one of those companies here locally. So that's awesome. They're getting this kind of attention, and pretty cool that they put in the work to create the largest Snickers bar ever. So the Guinness World Records is a nice little thing that comes with that.
How about we make a 4,728 pound Reezy?
I'd actually be okay. Although it'd be impossible to get the chocolate and peanut butter mixed together on pretty much every bite. You'd have like a large chocolate shell. You'd have to break through, and then you'd have just a lot of scoops of peanut butter. There wouldn't be chocolate peanut butter combos in much of your scoops.
We got to work on that. We got to figure that one out. Someone who's a genius, man, come up with that. Maybe they can layer it.
Because that's why it's good. It's because of the combo. It's not good just the peanut butter or just the chocolate's always pretty good. But
maybe they could just layer it.
Yeah, maybe they'd have to do that. I don't know if that would taste the same, though.
It's
I don't know if that would taste a real Reese's cup. But yeah,
I'd be
all for that. So whoever's in charge of something like that, go for it.
Get on it.
We're fans of you attempting that.
Absolutely. So that's cool. I think that's going to be really cool to see that during one of the great commercials during the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. So appreciate that, Q. That's NFL News and Notes with Cover 3. I've got a note on a Baylor player who pledged to Baylor but is not going to be playing at Baylor. We'll tell you about that next. And also, if you want to jump on the phone lines, we'll have a short amount of time before we get to our next guest. But if you want to get these Lady Bears tickets, 254-662-1660, this ESPN Central Texas.
Nobody has a better selection of light and heavy-duty Ram pickup trucks than Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. Keep the umbrella handy once again today, as we'll see cloudy skies with areas of drizzle, fog, and mist at least throughout the morning. Then our rain chances increase later on today, along with an isolated thunderstorm. High temperatures top out at 64 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies continue tonight. Again, widely scattered showers are likely. We drop to 51. And tomorrow, a sprinkle possible to the south of Waco early. Otherwise, your Saturday looks pretty good with partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 60. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first. Plus, check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels.
start a new Jeep Renegade. MSRP of $26,260. Now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another $1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. Discounted price just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels. 2020 means it's time for a fun new Fiat. And with a price under $13,000, this Fiat is perfect for you. You've got to drive this new 2019 Fiat 500 Pop Hatchback for an amazing $12,995. So come on, let's do Italian. The Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Jen FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, coming up in the next segment, we'll have Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com who will be joining us. He was one of the many breaking the story of Dave Aranda being named the new head football coach at Baylor. And some Baylor football news for you. I mean, it's been relatively quiet since the hire was announced yesterday. You know, there hasn't been any traction on assistant coaches, really any rumored names. I guess there's been a couple of rumored names. We now know that Andy Ludwig, who is the Utah offensive coordinator and was initially brought up by Matt Mosley and Colt Barber and maybe some others as far as a person who Dave Aranda might look to fill that OC spot here at Baylor, he is apparently going to be staying at Utah from all indications. So that seems to be off of the table. We already made mention now a couple of times of the assistants who are all moving on to the NFL with Matt Rhule, or those who will have other opportunities elsewhere. And now, one player you can chalk off the list for next season is a player that never even stepped foot on campus to play a down or even really got his feet down on the ground in Waco was Temple tight end Kenny Yeboah. Just a couple of weeks ago, we announced that he had announced he would be grad transferring to Baylor and would be reuniting with Matt Rhule. So I guess it was more than a couple of weeks ago. It was more like 3 weeks to a month ago when Kenny Yeboah made that announcement. But he is no longer going to be coming to Baylor. He has announced that he will instead be heading to Ole Miss to play his final year of eligibility. So that's unfortunate ramifications and of kind of the side things that occur when you have some massive change or coaching staff overhaul. So Kenny Yeboah, who would have been a nice addition to the tight end room for this upcoming season, now going to be suiting up with the Ole Miss Rebels instead. And can't say that I'm surprised by that. I mean, his connection to Baylor was that staff. That staff's gone. Can't play for them now. I'm not sure what his connection to Ole Miss is, if any, but yeah, he's not going to be suiting up for Baylor. So there you go. Kenny Yeboah heading to Ole Miss. And remains to be seen, you know, on if there's any more attrition, if there's guys who just kind of figure out over the course of time that this isn't the fit for them anymore, the style for them anymore. Absolutely will not rule out some more attrition. And Not even sure if you can really count Kenny Yeboah as attrition, given that, again, he never even made it through a practice at Baylor. But I suppose he is if you were counting on him already for next season, which you may have been doing for about the last month since he announced that. But, yeah, you know, it's off the table.
It's funny. I actually kind of forgot about the – I had forgot that he was on his way to Baylor until I saw the tweet from him saying that he wasn't on his way to Baylor anymore. But I remember at the moment getting pretty excited about him because he has a tight end's body. Looks like he's going to be a real deal dude. Looks like he could really get out there and play. And I thought that, you know, for a position that they've been trying to use – since Matt Rhule was here, I thought, okay, maybe this is going to be the year that they're able to kind of turn that corner and actually get some production out of the tight end position. And now, well, you're back at square one. But again, you don't know what kind of offense is going to be ran. You don't know anything. There's a lot of questions still have to be answered after Aranda getting hired.
Well, you know what offense is going to be ran at Ole Miss. So old Jeff Lebby and Joe John Finley getting one over on Baylor, if you want to look at it that way. I mean, I don't know if Dave Aranda really cares one way or the other. So you know the type of offense they're going to run at Ole Miss. It just makes it a little bit curious on the tight end position in that style of offense. If he was looking to get the ball more, I think he's going to have lesser stats than he had last year at Temple. And he had pretty nice stats for like eight games or something like that. But I don't think he's going to reach those stats that he reached last year unless their offense has changed over the last 4 years since we last saw it. And we've seen it, obviously.
I'm sure Lane Kiffin didn't, you know, feed him some information that may not have been real. Like, hey, we're going to use you a lot. Don't worry. Yeah, we can use you. I mean, he's not a used car salesman, is he?
I'm not saying all that. I'm not putting it past Lane Kiffin to be that way. I absolutely think he's a sleazeball when it comes to recruiting and things like that. But it's a curious decision given the offense that he's going into. You're going to be utilized probably even less than you were previously. But that's maybe not his concern. Maybe he's just there for the education.
The greenbacks.
Yeah. Well, the whatevers.
I mean,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, but, I mean, again.
The ladies.
Know,
I mean, it could be anything.
All about the Benjamins.
It's certainly not a bad place to be. So, yeah, that's an interesting choice from an offensive standpoint. But Kenny Yeboah heading to Ole Miss. So, there you go. There's one personnel note. That's another open scholarship for Baylor and Dave Aranda heading into next year. Coming up next, so let's get some more insight on Dave Aranda, Baylor's new head football coach, and just kind of what to expect with him now leading the charge. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN will join us as ESPN Central Texas.
Tim Mulkey and the Lady Bears all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action in the Farrell Center Saturday evening hosting West Virginia. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
This season, join Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, I'm Bambi Eskew, General Manager of Allen Samuels House of Travel here in Waco. We are local, and we are here to help make your travel and your booking experiences carefree. When it comes to Alaska, Holland American Line is Alaska. Only Holland American Line has been taking guests to Alaska for more than 70 years, longer than it's been a state. Holland America's deep history and roots of the Great Land mean you will discover the iconic and authentic Alaska, from Glacier Bay National Park to Denali National Park, all the way to the wild Yukon Territory. So on land and sea journeys, a.k.a. cruise tours, they use their own hotels, rail cars, and motor coaches for seamless travel. More guest-friendly schedules and consistent quality and services from ship to shore. Again, Holland America is Alaska. If you're looking for more information, please contact Alan Samuels House of Travel by going to our website at houseoftravelwaco.com or call our office direct at 254-776-2560. You can visit our Facebook and Instagram, and we have great deals and the latest on all best trips. Alan Samuels House of Travel, where we make your vacation dreams a reality.
I'm Mr. Hunter, and I'm inviting you to join me at the 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival, February 6th through the 8th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. This family-friendly and fun-filled event is for everyone. You can see Hollywood movies like Disney's The Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as see films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. And you can walk the red carpet, too. This fun celebration will also extend into the community with its film and faith soul sessions and parties at Z's at the Carrick. Film Festival sponsored by founding partner TFNB Bank. Gold Star sponsors Creative Waco and Z's at the Curry. Award sponsor Magnolia Foundation and community sponsors Cameron Park Zoo, Pruitt Symposium, Delta Alpha Omega Chapter, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and True Jamaica Restaurant. For your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com, and for more festival information, call 254-400-8181. I will see you there.
Does the thought of mice, rats, or other rodents taking up residence in your walls or attic kind of make you feel uncomfortable? Well, once inside, these unwanted critters can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. The experts at 855-BUGS can identify points of entry and eliminate them. They use a variety of methods to keep rodents out. So be proactive, not reactive. Let 855-BUGS ensure your home is protected with a free inspection and comprehensive treatment plan.
Honey, I think we got critters.
Visit 855-BUGS.com right now to schedule your free inspection.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. With Dave Aranda, the new head coach for Baylor football, David Smoak has confirmed through multiple sources that both linebackers coach Mike Sarabo and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will join Matt Rhule's staff with the Panthers. Also heading to Carolina are defensive coordinator Phil Snow, quarterback coach Evan Cooper, and wide receiver coach Frisman Jackson. Aranda will be officially announced by Mac Rhodes at a press conference at the Baylor Club at 10 a.m. on Monday. Cowboys news, Al Harris will join Mike McCarthy's staff as defensive backs coach. Harris played for McCarthy in Green Bay, was an assistant in Kansas City from 2013 to 2018. He had 21 INTs in his 14-year career. The Cowboys also will have former A&M quarterbacks coach and Baylor grad Maurice Lindquist as a defensive backs coach.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
So yesterday afternoon, Baylor football's 10-day coaching search finally wound down and came to a close. And amidst names like Billy Napier and Joey McGuire and a handful of others, it was eventually LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda that was the choice for AD Mac Rhodes. And joining us now on the phone lines, one of those that helped break that story and also knows a little bit about Dave Aranda's, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com, who joins us now on the phone lines. And Adam, we certainly do appreciate your time this afternoon. Being a college football beat guy, seeing all of the coaching carousel news throughout the last couple months, when you saw the Baylor job come open and then eventually come to a close with Dave Aranda yesterday, just what were your thoughts on that move, that fit, and that choice by Dave Aranda to come to Baylor and be the next head football coach replacing Matt Rhule?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. It's an interesting choice. I did not have Dave on my initial list for this particular job, but I do know that he wanted to be a head coach sooner than later. You know, he'd been obviously the highest paid assistant in college football for several years, but he hadn't really been in the mix for head coaching positions. He talked with Utah State briefly about their job last year, but this is the first year that he made more of a concerted effort to put his name out there for some of these jobs. And, this one worked out. It obviously came open later than a lot of the other ones. And, he was able to finish his season with LSU and win a national championship. And, with some of the other candidates either, backing away or that maybe there wasn't as much interest on the Baylor side, it ended up being Dave. And, it's not where I thought I would see him as his first head coaching opportunity, but I think it's a great one for him, and it could work out really well for Baylor. He's an incredibly smart coach. I know that a lot of guys are, but you talk to him and you learn so much about the game. I have known him since he was at Wisconsin, and just seen him thrive into an elite defensive coordinator. And now we're going to find out what type of head coach he is. And I think there's a lot more questions there that he still need to be answering, and excited to see how he does there at Baylor.
What do you think will be his biggest challenges as he moves from a defensive coordinator role to being a head coach and have to be the CEO of the whole team?
Your job just changes. You can't really be an X's and O's head coach in college. Some of the NFL guys still are able to call, but it's a lot harder at the college level because of recruiting and because you're dealing with donors and there's so many other responsibilities that, so he's going to have to shift his mentality, and he's replacing a very outgoing, extroverted, big personality guy in Matt Rhule. I heard Matt speak at the AFCA convention earlier this week, addressing a room of thousands, and he's completely comfortable in that role. Dave is more reserved, and as you guys know, you can't fake who you are in in front of players and expect to be successful. So he can't completely change his personality, but he's got to become more comfortable, I think, in that role as far as, speaking to big groups and being the leader and obviously, having a little bit more personality shine through. So that's going to be the adjustment for him. But as far as the football goes, he's really one of the best out there.
We've seen Baylor, especially this year, turn into a more physical team, a more defensive-minded team. Do you feel like that's going to continue even more with the defensive coordinator stepping into that head coaching position?
Yeah, I think that part of it certainly fits well. I think you're seeing more complementary football throughout the Big 12, and Baylor's a big driver of that with what Matt Rhule brought in to that particular program. And so I think the defense is just going to keep getting better and better under Dave's watch. And, he's going to put together a good staff on that side of the ball. And he's been with different type of teams, Wisconsin, where you have a lot of smart developmental type players and they've played defense at a really high level for a long time. And then you go to LSU and you have some of the best athletes in the country and trying to get that group to maximize its potential. So I think he's going to be great with the defense. I'm really curious to see what he ends up doing offensively, just from a coaching standpoint and also a philosophical standpoint, because you still have to score points in the Big 12 when you're dealing with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, which have a great offense again next year with some of the players they have coming back. So that's another interesting point here. What does his offensive staff look like, and what does his offensive philosophy look like at Baylor?
Adam Rittenberg of ESPN joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. Adam, in talking about his personality, and you can't fake it. Recruiting is something that for diehard college football fans is almost the first question asked about a new head coach. Can he recruit? He's obviously quiet and laid back, but he's obviously had dealings as well with big-time blue-chip prospects while in at Wisconsin and LSU. So just what are your kind of initial thoughts on him leading a recruiting staff and getting into players' homes and making those phone calls?
Yeah, and that's also going to be a critical component of this. He's a guy that has some familiarity in Texas, having started his career at Texas Tech as a GA for Mike Leach, and then he was at Houston, and he's obviously been in the area with LSU. But, I think he's got to hire some guys who are, really recruit-first coaches and guys who have connections in the state and really can win over the Texas high school coaching community. So I think those are going to be really important moves for Dave. And then we'll see how he sort of directs it. I don't think Dave can become, the most extroverted recruiter that you've ever seen. Some of these coaches out there, Ed Orgeron, the guy he just worked for, Dave and Ed are different. Ed is a recruit first head coach. I don't know if Dave is necessarily going to take that position, but he also recognizes that you need to recruit, especially regionally, to be successful at Baylor. And I think he's going to put together a staff that allows him to do so.
Speaking of the staff, what are you hearing? What are your thoughts on what kind of staff he may put together?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm most interested in the offensive side. I haven't heard too many names there. There's a guy who was an analyst for Dave back in 2018 at LSU that I'm hearing will join the staff in some capacity on the defensive side. And then another name to watch out for is Ron Roberts, who's the defensive coordinator at Louisiana Lafayette, one of Dave's mentors in coaching. He worked for him at a couple of spots early in his career. Could certainly see Ron possibly joining the Baylor staff. And then he's obviously got to look at some of the holdover assistants, the guys that aren't going to be joining Matt Rhule at Carolina, because those guys had a lot to do with the success that Baylor had this year. So I think those decisions, again, in the next 3 to 4 to 5 days are going to be really interesting to watch.
Adam, switching gears a little bit, I just wanted to ask you about LSU coming off that national title. Joe Brady's gone. Dave Aranda's now gone. Joe Burrow's obviously off to the NFL. What kind of rebuilding job do you think that might be next year? Do you feel like Edo and that group will reload for another season?
Well, again, talent was never the problem for LSU. It was just maximizing it. So they're going to still have a talented roster. It's going to be tough, obviously, losing Burrow, who they knew they were going to lose, but then a lot of underclassmen going to the NFL draft. And LSU's actually led the nation in underclassmen departures since 2012. So that's not new. The good thing now is at least they turned that into a national championship, whereas before they were, in my mind, one of the more underachieving programs in college football relative to their talent. And as I mentioned, Ed Orgeron is always going to recruit at a really high level. Now he's got to go recruit some really good coaches to replace Dave Aranda on defense and then Joe Brady on offense. Joe Brady was the most impactful assistant in college football this season. So the good thing is that LSU knows how it wants to win now on offense. They had been such a mess philosophically on that side of the ball for so long, so much of the end of the Les Miles era. Now they know what it's going to take to win. Doesn't mean they're going to have Burrow every year, but they're going to have an idea of how they get there.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN journalist here on ESPN Central Texas. Adam, when you think, or I guess what you've heard or taken away perhaps from others, I don't know how many people you've talked to, but what kind of a hire do you think Dave Aranda is for Baylor from an outside team's perspective, other teams within the Big 12 Conference? I remember kind of some chuckling when Matt Rhule was first hired, and by the end of his tenure, people were like, thank God he's leaving. How do you think the rest of the Big 12 kind of reacts to a Dave Aranda now being in Waco?
Everybody knows Dave as far as the industry, and he is so respected among other coaches. You know, talking to coordinators in the SEC and when he was in the Big Ten and head coaches, they just know how good he is from a schematic standpoint. And he's less of an outsider than Matt was. I mean, I think the reaction to Matt was, why would Matt take the Baylor job, especially given where Baylor was at the time, when he could have maybe had the Oregon job, or he could have held out for a Big Ten job or something that made a little bit more sense regionally. You know, Dave's a little bit more connected to the Big 12, having coached in the state of Texas before. He went to school and was roommates with Tom Herman, the Texas head coach, knows Todd Orlando, the former Texas DC, who's now at Texas Tech. He knows Matt Wells, the Texas Tech coach who was at Utah State. So there's a lot more connections in my view with Dave and the Big 12. I thought his first head coaching job would be more at a school, kind of like Wisconsin, because he just loved it up there. But this also, I think, can make sense. And I don't think he's necessarily a foreigner to Big 12 country like Matt Rhule was when he came to Baylor.
What does it tell you about Baylor nationally? What does it tell you about the Baylor brand that a defensive coordinator who just took home a national title is going to Baylor to be the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a much better job. And, talking to some coaches at the AFCA convention this week, one of them told me they think this is the third best job in the Big 12, or at least from a resource standpoint. That's saying something, given where Baylor was, a couple of years ago. So I think this is a job that if it came open in December instead of in January, there may have been even more interest in among the coaching community for this opportunity. So, yeah, I think it's it says something that they're able to attract a guy like Dave Aranda and, have some of those other candidates, whether it was Justin Fuente or Billy Napier or, whoever else you heard out there that was interested. I think it was a job that coaches are certainly looking at as a place that they can win. And so that's a good thing for Baylor, especially coming off the season they had.
You can find him on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN here with us on ESPN Central Texas. And Adam, thanks so much, man, for your insight and your time today. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks a lot. There is Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com once again with us here on ESPN Central Texas and giving his thoughts on various aspects of the Dave Aranda hire. I think everybody's still just kind of in wait-and-see mode. We haven't heard this man talk. We haven't heard his outlining of a plan. We haven't heard his vision. So I think on Monday we'll have a lot of questions answered. And over the course of the weekend, I think we'll have more answers, obviously, on those who will still be around potentially, although that number's been significantly whittled down possibilities-wise. Mm-hmm. There's like three guys maybe that could even still be candidates to stick around at this point. But we should learn far more on that. And that's either an Aranda decision – ultimately, those guys' decisions as well, if they have the opportunity to stick around, or if something else pops up for an Ocam, McGuire, Bell, whoever. It's tough when you have change, but there's obviously a lot of people that think Dave Aranda is a good football coach, and Mac Rhodes is one of those. And so we will see as that era is now underway, the Aranda era of Baylor football.
It's going to be interesting. One thing that stands out to me, is he going to be a really good head coach, or is he a really good defensive coordinator? That's the biggest thing. This guy is going to transition to being a head coach for the very first time, and we talk about it all the time, man. Some guys are meant for certain positions. Some guys are really, really good defensive coordinators. Some guys are really good offensive coordinators. Some guys just make really good head coaches. What is he going to be? What's he going to be? And it's going to take some time before you realize what it is, but he could be, you know, a great head coach, or he might not be. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those wait and see situations, but I'm interested to see how everything shakes out with him.
Well, he is an elite defensive coordinator.
Right.
We do know that.
Doesn't mean he's going to be a great head coach.
No, I know. I'm just saying we know he's an elite defensive coordinator, but... Yeah, I mean, that's something that a lot of guys have. Will Muschamp was an elite defensive coordinator,
right,
and he's been very hit or miss as a head coach. And there are various other examples out there. Todd Orlando was bound for being a head coach about 2 years ago. Now Texas has fired him, and he's you know, taking a step down the ladder. So, yeah, I mean, things change very quickly. But, you know, I do like that they're going to stick with sort of that defensive mentality, it sounds like. And I think that's a good move. I think that they found something there, which is funny because for so long their offense was their identity
was offense,
and now it's defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that they went with a defensive approach to this coaching search and kind of maintaining that with the talent they have on campus. I wouldn't have been opposed to an offensive guy opening it up, but I wasn't really fond of the idea of going back to shootouts every single week. I would much prefer the close, lower scoring type of games we saw this year versus, you know, 61-58 all the time.
It's just fun when you can win games defensively. It's fun when you can have a close game and feel confident that, you know what, the defense can go make a play and win this game. And so that became a style that we got used to, and you know, Baylor fans got used to as well. And look, I think Baylor fans will be fine no matter what. If you win defensively, you win offensively. I don't think they're going to care. They just want W's. And so I'm not doubting him. I'm not doubting his opportunity and what he can do. I believe that he probably will be a really good head coach, but it's always a question that remains to be seen until we see it.
Certainly, we've got a lot of questions that will be answered over these next few days and few weeks, and it won't be long before they're, you know, putting the pads back on for spring ball. We get our first spring ball of the Dave Aranda era, so it's all brand new, it's all fresh, and still a lot to be figured out, sorted out, but we'll be tracking it all. And so thanks to Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com for joining us to talk more about the Dave Aranda hire. It is 1:45. We will take a break right here. If you want to chime in on the show or register for those Lady Bears tickets, 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
More savings on Buick. Remaining 2019 Buicks at Richard Carr Buick have to go now. Qualified buyers save $6,000 on all remaining 2019 Buick Encores. Encores as low as $19,900. Roomy Enclaves, midsize Envisions, or the Nimble Encores all have 5-star safety ratings with unbeatable technology, and all 2019 Buicks are discounted to move now at Richard Carr Buick. Get more savings and more value on Buick at Richard Carr. See dealer for details.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look him up on Facebook.
This has to be the slowest computer ever. Enter. Enter. All it's doing is thinking. Man, this computer needs something.
You're right. Your computer does need something. It needs a turbo boost. Or, in computer terms, it needs a solid-state hard drive.
What are you talking about? What does that even mean?
Normal drives, they have platters that spin at several thousand RPM. They wear down, causing your computer to react slowly. They cause poor performance. Now, a solid-state hard drive has no moving parts, which creates top-quality performance for your computer that you can feel at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. For more on improving the performance of your computer, hit up Dow, my brother from another mother, and Josh and the rest of the pros at Prompt Technology at 254-296-9380. Also online at prompt-tech.com. Prompt Technology, located at 3217 Franklin Avenue at the stoplight. That's 32nd and Franklin Avenue at the stoplight. Prompt Technology.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. With Dave Aranda, the new head coach for Baylor football, David Smoke has confirmed through multiple sources that both linebackers coach Mike Saravo and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will join Matt Rhule's staff with the Panthers. Also heading to Carolina are defensive coordinator Phil Snow, cornerback coach Evan Cooper, and wide receiver coach Frisman Jackson. Aranda will be officially announced by Mac Rhodes at a press conference at the Baylor Club at 10 a.m. on Monday. Cowboys news, Al Harris will join Mike McCarthy's staff as defensive backs coach. Harris played for McCarthy in Green Bay, was an assistant in Kansas City from 2013 to 2018. He had 21 INTs in his 14-year career. The Cowboys also will have former A&M quarterbacks coach and Baylor grad Maurice Lindquist as a defensive backs coach.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, it is Friday. It is Friday. I'm just saying, it's Friday. That's an appropriate song right there. Speaking of Friday, can I steal a little thunder real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to make real quick before you do that.
He's like,
No. I want to make sure that I touch on this because it was new information. That's why sports centers can sometimes be great, is because you can hear something that maybe you weren't aware of. So I wasn't aware of Maurice Lindquist joining the Cowboys staff and the Baylor connection there. So just want to touch on that. I think that's a pretty cool note. Now, coming over from Texas A&M, obviously, but having played at Baylor. So it's always good to see those guys, you know, in coaching, moving up the ranks. So I wanted to re-highlight that for a second because I had not heard that just yet. But that's awesome. So congrats to Maurice Lindquist, former Baylor defensive back, now former A&M assistant, and new assistant coach for the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. So, Q, sorry to interrupt, but what were you going to
get
to?
Well, I mean, the song's not on hyping me up anymore.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to shout out to my guy, Otis, man. Otis Carpenter, it's his birthday today, and Otis is a good dude around the area, and so just want to show him some love, and I heard that song and made me think of, you know, being back in the club in the day and, you know, hey, it's your birthday, shout, you know, all that stuff, so I got a little fired up. So just shout out to my man, Otis, whose birthday is today.
So Brass Monkey reminds you of Otis.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. I was actually hanging out with him last night, and he said it was funny. He got something to eat real quick, and we were having a couple beers. And he said, Q, you know why I got something to eat right now? And I said, no, why? And he's also around 6, 7, 8 o'clock, you can't say, hey, man, you should get some food, and we have another beer. So I don't hang out with you all night long. So he had an escape plan for it last night. But tonight's his birthday, so, hey, man, all bets are off.
Oh, are they? You already have some big plans in store for
Otis. I have no idea where we're going to start or where it's going to end. But, I mean, Otis is Otis, so it's going to go down tonight for sure.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, Otis, and happy birthday to anybody else out there celebrating another year today. So that's cool. The Maurice Lindquist news. We got all the Baylor assistant coaching staff news swirling around as well. And we got a little group chat going on just where we kind of figure things out or pass things along. And so as you can imagine, that thing's been pretty active here over the course of the last couple of weeks with this coaching search. And that's how we pass along information such as, you know, there will be the introductory press conference on Monday. And it won't be at the Farrell Center like when Matt Rhule was introduced. Is that right? It will be over at the Baylor Club.
That's what my understanding is. That's what I heard, I believe, in Paul's Sports Center.
Okay.
I was shocked. I thought it was going to be at the Farrell Center.
Yeah, I would have figured that as well. But if that's what he's saying, then we'll go with it. But, yeah, we've got that'll be coming down the pipeline here in a couple of days.
Yeah, it's in the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and it's open to the public.
Oh, geez. That's going to be interesting.
Well, that's how Matt Rhule's was. It was open to the public.
Oh, yeah.
And then remember we went off behind the curtain afterwards to do a little bit of a little media session afterwards.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking of that's a much smaller area,
mm-hmm.
and it's still got a lot of seating in there, and I'm sure it'll be more than enough seating probably for that press conference. Otherwise, they wouldn't hold it there.
Right.
But yeah, I've been to a little banquet there, and It's just different than the Farrell Center when right. you have the entire gymnasium all set up, basically, or half the gymnasium set up like it was with Matt Rhule. But either way, it'll be a cool deal. That's why you have a facility like that, is to hold press conferences like that. So, yeah, we can see Dave Aranda over at McLean Stadium on Monday. We've got 1 hour left to go in today's show, and we have not touched on the NFL playoffs at all. A couple of games only this weekend, though, so it's not like it's going to take a ton of time to run down a full schedule. That's the downside to this weekend, is that football is whittling down in a major, major way.
It's a shame, too.
And after this weekend, we will have to wait 2 weeks to see one more football game for the rest of the year, practically, until college football, high school football starts back up over the summertime. So, yeah, we're whittling it down, but we're going to start off this final hour by talking some basketball. And we'll be joined by Lady Bear legend, I think it's fair to say, Nina Davis. She'll be on with us to talk about the number two ranked Lady Bears, get her thoughts on players like Nalissa Smith and what she's seeing from them, some of the other young ladies on this team and their contributions as well. So we'll have Nina Davis talking some Lady Bears to kick off this third and final hour of the week. But we'll also dip back into the NFL playoffs, and we are constantly monitoring what is going on with Dave Aranda and his coaching staff, or what he's up to here in day number one, as well as what's going on in Carolina, see if they're poaching any more player, any more coaches, I should say, from the Baylor staff, although I think they've kind of got them all. They got six or seven guys now that will be heading over with Matt Rhule, so we'll keep tabs on what happens with the remaining assistant coaches as well, if anything breaks over the course of this final hour. So a lot still to get to and a lot still to talk about, and we still have these Lady Bears tickets for tomorrow's game versus West Virginia. If you're interested in those, 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on the John Morris Show.
Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that
no,
I'm not there.
Not
yet,
Jerry.
To Coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
Do you have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here. And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. It looks like we're going to have to appeal. That'll work.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, I'm Bambi Eskew, General Manager of Allen Samuels House of Travel here in Waco. We are local, and we are here to help make your travel and booking experiences carefree. Are you dreaming of the cool, wild beauty of Alaska? Why not let Royal Caribbean and Allen Samuels House of Travel take you there? Royal Caribbean offers incredible access to the coastlines of Southeast Alaska, in combinations with a fully escorted journey into the country to explore the amazing wilderness, beauty, and wildlife of interior Alaska. With stays in the highest-rated properties available in Alaska, travel via domed rail cars, including deep tours into the Denali National Park, scenic cruising at Hubbard Glacier, Royal Caribbean will offer you the best Alaska can offer, with concierge service to make your vacation seamless and spectacular. Come seek Alaska with Royal Caribbean today. If you're looking for more information, please contact Allen Samuels House of Travel by going to our website at houseoftravelwaco.com or call our office direct at 254-776-2560. You can also visit our Facebook and Instagram, as we post great deals on the latest and best trips there. Allen Samuels House of Travel, where we'll make your vacation dreams a reality.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3 months individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. state-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spinner spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A three-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home on Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
Business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something, then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
In the U.S. Army, you have a whole world of opportunities. You'll get high-level training with the possibility to choose among one of the 150 career fields, like aviation, nursing, mechanics, computer networking, engineering, and many more STEM-related careers. All of these skill sets will help prepare you for a career in your civilian life. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
I'm John Ryder. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh defended quarterback Lamar Jackson's playoff failure against the Titans, saying today, quote, he's 23 years old. He's younger than Joe Burrow, so he's got a pretty good head start right now. I mean, he's along the way. The Manning brothers combined to five losses in their first five playoff games before they won one. The NFL Conference Championship games are on Sunday, and the Titans face the Chiefs in the AFC title game in Kansas City. ESPN's Emmanuel Acho.
The Titans aren't sitting in their locker room scared. They're not sitting there uttering the same speech that we are. They're sitting here saying, we got to do two things. Let go of our egos and let go of our capes. Don't try to be a hero. Last week, the Texans, too many of their players were trying to be heroes. So if you're the Titans, don't be heroic.
Emmanuel Acho on Get Up. College football, Georgia named Todd Monken their new offensive coordinator. Monken was the Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator this past season. NBA Mavericks forward Kristaps Porzingis will miss his 10th straight game tonight with a sore right knee when Dallas hosts Portland. Pelicans forward Zion Williamson expected to make his regular season debut next Wednesday against the Spurs. Game will be on ESPN TV at 9:30 Eastern.
The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills and Lake Air in Waco. The 2 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Wings Pizza and Things in Temple.
Let's roll!
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. It has been quite the year already for the Baylor Lady Bears, and now it is truly their time in the sun as football winds down to a close, although there's a lot of buzz about the new football coach and his introduction on Monday. The men and women of Baylor have both been doing things in a big way, both ranked number two in the country, and tomorrow for the number two Lady Bears, it'll be 17th-ranked West Virginia. And joining us now on the phone lines to talk some Lady Bears is a Lady Bear legend in her own right. Nina Davis is with us here on ESPN Central Texas. And Nina, we certainly appreciate your time as always. It was just a week ago when things were really getting exciting for the Lady Bears, that big win over UConn. And I know some action has taken place since then, Nina, but watching your alma mater go toe-to-toe with the number one team in the country and take them down at their place a few days ago, what was that like for you? And what did you think as that game unfolded?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, first off. It's always a pleasure. You know, Baylor is just, it's just a program that's always been at the top ever since Coach Mucky got in there. Whenever you have the chance to watch Baylor beat UConn, of course, it's always a great time to be alive. I was excited watching them, cheering them on. There was no doubt in my mind that they were going to come out with their win, and I'm just glad that they did.
You know, I asked you last year when they beat UConn about Nalissa Smith and the way that she was just able to take over the game down the stretch. How have you seen her grow so far?
I would just like to go on record and say that I did call that.
You did.
She's growing just as I thought that she would. When I first saw that first flash of her last year, I knew that she was going to be a special player. You can just tell that she's more comfortable now. She's more aggressive. You know, your freshman year, you're still trying to figure out the whole college thing on and off the court. What role do I play? Not to step on anybody's toes. But you can tell now that she's getting more comfortable in her skin. She's attacking the boards harder, putbacks. She's taking mid-range jump shots. She's really just coming into her own. And I'm just going to say, just continue to watch her because she can only go up from here.
Nina Davis here with us on ESPN Central Texas. And Nina, there's been a lot of great players in this program's history under Kim Mulkey. I mean, from you to Sophia Young to Brittany Griner, obviously, Lauren Cox, Kalani Brown. I mean, there's been so many. Odyssey Sims. But I was saying yesterday, I feel like Nalissa Smith's got the talent and the potential to maybe be one of the greatest Lady Bears to ever suit up. Do you see that potential in her as well?
Of course. No doubt about it. She definitely has all the tools that she needs. You know, as long as she just continues to work hard and stay focused, the sky is really the limit for her. She has the body type. She's athletic. Like, everything that you look for in a player, she already has. So long as she just stay grounded and keep improving, it's no doubt that she can lead Baylor as one of the greatest to come through there.
Another special thing about tomorrow night is number 13 is going to be honored. Nina, you're getting your jersey retired. How did you find out about that? Was it a surprise? And what does it mean to you to have that jersey retired at Baylor?
It was a surprise. I had no idea. I found out about 4 months ago. So a lot of credit to my close friends and family that I told that kept it a secret for so long. I was actually in L.A. at Fox Studios at the time, and one of my coaches called me, and they kind of just told me what was going on. And I think they said, hello. Hello, are you still there? And I was just kind of holding the phone because it just felt so surreal. You know, it's just a blessing it's just really a blessing. You know, in life, you can't say it's something that you dreamed of, because as a kid, I never really knew about jersey retirement. But just to know that it's all happening and that I'll be able to see my jersey going up in the rafters tomorrow, hopefully I don't shed any tears.
Oh, you will. Oh, you will. Let me ask you this, Nina. Have you had a chance yet to kind of just reflect? I mean, from being a child, growing up in Memphis, to being in high school, to playing ball at Baylor, going overseas, winning championships, winning MVPs, being in Fox Sports Studios now. I mean, all that. Have you had a chance to reflect on everything you've done so far in your young life?
You know, that is a great question. I'm going to say that I haven't. You know, I've done so many interviews, and I've been able to talk about different success that I've had. And so, you know, I'll be able to reflect for that 5 minutes or for that 10 minutes when I'm doing an interview. But to truly sit down and to just realize how many things I have been able to accomplish, as you said, at such a young age, I still don't think it's really hit me. And I think that's a great thing because it keeps me motivated. It keeps me going. And as you said, working at Fox Sports, and life is just constantly throwing so many things at me and so many other, you know, I'm just reaching more milestones that I haven't had time to just really sit back and truly just think about since the age of 4, how many things I've been able to do.
Have you heard, do you have teammates coming in tomorrow? Will it be sort of a reunion of sorts with you being honored at the game?
I should have a few there. Everyone's kind of scattered, so I know a couple have events that they're speaking at. I know Chardonnay has a game. A lot of players are overseas right now. I think Odyssey Sims is in L.A. So everyone's kind of scattered living life right now, so it's kind of like up in the air.
Nina Davis here with us on ESPN Central Texas, Lady Bears legend. She'll have her jersey retired tomorrow night as the Lady Bears take on West Virginia. And Nina, as a former player, I was just curious because we don't get the opportunity to ask this question too often, but what's your relationship like with Kim Mulkey, like post-playing career? And obviously you've been doing the media thing, you're still around the program a bit here and there, but kind of how does that relationship go on after you hang up the uniform with Kim Mulkey?
It's really the same relationship that I had when I was at Baylor. Coach Mucky is an incredible person. She's a great coach, but post, she's the same exact way. She texts every now and then and checks up. We never go too many months without checking up. She's just a great mentor. You ever have any questions or anything like that, she's always there for you. I know they put it out there a while back. She's the one that kind of pushed for me to get this job at Fox Sports. She knew the co-host of my show. So she's just very supportive, just as she was when I was there. And off the court, it's the same way. We have a great relationship. I think she's incredible. Throw it out there. I know she's up. I don't know if they made a decision. She definitely should be in the Hall of Fame. So just put that out there in the air as well.
You know, you're talking about your job at Fox Sports, and we've been trying to text back and forth, trying to get you on just to talk about that. So how has that gone? You know, how has that gone from being somewhat the shy girl at Baylor to all of a sudden the one that's behind the mic who's calling that? And Alyssa Smith is going to be really good, and you did. You called that out last year. But how has that whole transition gone for you?
It's really been easier than I imagined that it would be. You know, it was my major in college, so I always really loved doing interviews and studying the game and studying players, although I was one of them. But Fox Sports is a great place to work at, the environment. I'm able to live in L.A. in 70-degree weather. Being in the studio, I'm going to Laker games. I'm covering Clipper games. We do a show 3 days a week. So everything is really going smoothly, and I'm just excited to continue to climb that ladder.
Well, that's awesome. Nina Davis here with us on ESPN Central Texas. They have a ranked opponent tomorrow night. Will they be inducting your jersey? It'll be West Virginia. What do you know about the Mountaineers, Nina, and what kind of matchup are you expecting with the Lady Bears?
I haven't seen West Virginia play this year, but I do know that they still have Martin. And I definitely remember my senior year in college, she maybe scored 30 on us. So I'm definitely going to put that out there that she'll be the player that I'll be keeping an eye out on. But West Virginia has a great coach. They've always been a great team. Just like they're ranked this year, they're always at the top of their game. So I expect it to be an up-and-down game, very aggressive. It's going to be a tough one for them, but, you know, I always have faith in my Bears.
Absolutely. And I don't want to put you on the spot, and I know that you had a lot of great moments, but what was the Nina Davis signature moment at Baylor?
That is a tough question. I've had a lot of great moments, a lot of great games. I don't know if I had a great moment, more so to say, that I can just think off the top of my head, but my favorite game will always be at Ole Miss. My sophomore year, we went to Ole Miss, and we played on my birthday, December the 7th, and I scored my career high of 43 points in front of 200 people that were my family and my friends.
Nice.
So that will for sure always be the most incredible game for me.
Nina, you are always a class act. It's good to hear that you are doing so well and enjoying Los Angeles, and we all look forward to seeing you tomorrow and seeing that jersey retirement. That's obviously a huge deal, and there's been a lot of really good players throughout that program that haven't had that honor, so you were up there amongst a very special group, which says a lot, and we do appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and hope you have a great time. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. There is Nina Davis here with us on ESPN Central Texas, the Lady Bear legend, who will see her jersey brought up and hung in the rafters tomorrow night at the Farrell Center as they take on 17th-ranked West Virginia.
That's pretty awesome, man. It's a hell of an honor. And, you know, just thinking back on everything she's done from the time that she arrived on campus as a you know, a freshman to where she's at right now. And like she said, working for Fox Sports, that's a hell of a thing. And, you know, all she's doing now is covering Laker games and Clipper games. Must be a pretty sweet gig, huh?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. By the way, got a follow-up on the Kenny Yeboah, the tight end from Temple, who was originally pledged to Baylor and then announced today that he instead will be heading to Ole Miss for his final year of eligibility. And I just wanted to make mention that I said, you know, it's no surprise with the Matt Rhule coaching change. I mean, here was a Temple guy and here was his connection to Baylor. Was Matt Rhule in that coaching staff? But he just tweeted out, and I don't know how many more of his tweets I'll see moving forward, but this one he said, Coach Rhule leaving had nothing to do with my decision, just had to do what's best for me and my family. So I don't really believe that in any way, shape, or form. And if anything, it opens it up and makes me wonder even more, okay, if it's not about Coach Rhule, then what's best for your family that Ole Miss offered up that made you switch your pledge? But
dollar bill, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that, but, I mean, if it wasn't Matt Rhule leaving, then, I mean, guess what other things that could possibly be going on to make you change your decision if it wasn't the coaching change? I think you just – everybody's cool with it being the coaching change to go with the coaching change, dude. You don't have to explain yourself. And it's all good, and Baylor will see him in game number one next year down in Houston as they take on Ole Miss. Let's go to Raymond in Waco. You're on ESPN Central Texas.
My dog.
What's going on, man?
What's up, dog?
Hey, man, I'm kind of late on this phone call, man, but I like to hire, man. I like to hire, just like I did with Matt Rhule. I'm going to go with my instinct, man. You know, when I first heard it, I just, like, it just wowed me. I'm like, wow, man, they just got this dude out of LSU and coming off a championship. But I'm going to roll with it, man, you know. And I think fans need to jump on the boat and roll with it, man, you know, because unlike Coach Rhule, you know, I know everybody was up and down, you know, what was going on, but, you know, you need to hop on the boat, man, roll. You know, support this man. Support the players that are coming in, man. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey. But thanks again to Coach Matt Rhule. I mean, yeah, Matt Rhule and that coaching assistant that he had. But I listen to y'all, man.
All right, thanks, Raymond. Appreciate the phone call.
It is raining outside.
PJ Flex already got Row the Boat trademarked, by the way, I think.
Jump on the boat, brother. Raymond coined it. Jump on the boat.
No, PJ Flex already trademarked that, but I don't know what Dave Aranda's, you know, kind of gimmick could be or whatever, but certainly, you know, there are a lot of people that seem to be on board. A lot of people still kind of reserving judgment, and that's cool, too. I mean, there's a lot of questions still to be answered and a lot of things that we're not quite sure about just yet, but I'm sure that some of those things will be, you know, figured out over the next couple of days, and then certainly we'll have our opportunity to talk to Dave Aranda, I would think, for the first time on Monday when he has his press conference. So we'll learn more about him, but it seems like a pretty good hire, and definitely don't blame those folks that are maybe sitting back, you know, waiting to see a little bit more. But I think for the timing of it all, which is if you caught Adam Rittenberg, who was just with us here about a half hour or so ago, I mean, he said had Baylor had an open coaching search, you know, maybe a month earlier or 2-3 weeks earlier, like most teams who had coaching changes did, versus the NFL dragging it out and making it to where, you know, you're having to make a hire mid-January, that maybe they would have had even more interesting candidates to choose from. But Dave Aranda is a guy very well respected. He's obviously going to be a lot different than Matt Rhule, but ultimately they're just trying to all get the same end goal, which is winning football games. So I'm sure he's got a plan in place for that. Otherwise, Mac Rhodes wouldn't have hired him. And I think that we all kind of fall back and just rest assured that Mac Rhodes asked all the pertinent questions in these interview processes and had to have heard things that he liked to go ahead and make this decision rather than staying in-house or continuing to look or whatever. He clearly saw something in Dave Aranda, so we'll see if that'll pay off the same way Matt Rhule paid off. But it should be very interesting, that's for sure. You just never know when there's this much change. It's 2:15. Appreciate you, Raymond. Appreciate Nina Davis as well, Lady Bears legend, for joining us. And if you want to go check out Nina getting her jersey retired tomorrow and a top 25 matchup at the Farrell Center, we do have a couple pairs of tickets for the Lady Bears in West Virginia. So if you're interested, 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
There's a reason customers drive from all over Texas to buy a Ram pickup truck from Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. Keep the umbrella handy once again today, as we'll see cloudy skies with areas of drizzle, fog, and mist at least throughout the morning. Then our rain chances increase later on today, along with an isolated thunderstorm. High temperatures top out at 64 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies continue tonight. Again, widely scattered showers are likely. We drop to 51. And tomorrow, a sprinkle possible to the south of Waco early. Otherwise, your Saturday looks pretty good with partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 60. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first. Plus, check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing and seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years' experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952. In Waco, Texas, we like to win. On the ball field, in the boardroom, we welcome competition. We work hard. We play fair. And at Jeff Hunter Toyota, we're determined to do whatever it takes to win your trust. In Waco, this is who we are, and Toyota is what we drive. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas. Guy, you make the call coming up today at 3 o'clock. If you want to jump on the phone lines, we are guest-free throughout the last 40 minutes or so of the show. So if you want to hop on and talk Dave Aranda, new Baylor football coach, or any of the other things going on in sports this weekend, like the NFL playoffs, 254-662-1660. A couple of college football notes here on some NFL decisions being made. You might have seen the camera panning to Randy Moss a few times throughout LSU's run over this last season, with his son Thaddeus being a member of that team, a tight end, and a good tight end on that LSU national championship team. So we saw Randy as recently as Monday night in the stands cheering on his son and LSU. Well, his son, and this shouldn't make you feel old, because we just feel like, I think we all probably feel like we just watched Randy Moss wrap up his career not that long ago. But Thaddeus Moss, son of Randy Moss, has declared for the 2020 NFL draft.
Thaddeus Moss, son of Randy Moss. That's what I say every time he catches the ball. I like him. I don't know how good he's going to be in the league, but I just like him. I just like his demeanor. I think that's pretty cool that he's going to go, and that's just another member of that LSU national championship team. What is that, 8 guys now? 8 dudes that are declaring for the NFL.
Yeah, it's been pretty ridiculous, but just goes to show you how talented that team was. And, I mean, they had the perfect scenario. I mean, they really did, of just the number of players that were, you know, upperclassmen, the Burrow effect, obviously, the Brady effect, obviously, Edo, and just the, being the perfect fit at the perfect time and the perfect chemistry with that coaching staff and with the players, the game being in New Orleans. I mean, it all just was like, it just was a fairy tale. And those types of years don't happen very often at all. So hopefully LSU fans enjoyed that, because as we've seen over the last 48 hours, all of it's coming apart at this, at the seams now, between the coaching staff and, you know, Brady and Aranda leaving, to all these players that are leaving. And Thaddeus Moss wasn't the only one that declared for the draft, obviously, as we've mentioned, but Clavon Chaisson also announcing that he is heading to the NFL draft. And he was a player who I remember from being, you know, a guy that follows recruiting a bit. Baylor was very hot on at the time, back for that, I think it was the 2017 class, but that was the class that was also affected by all the stuff that was going on with Art Briles and the coaching staff back then. And Chase on Baylor legacy. His father, I believe, played at Baylor. So they had a shot at him. He goes on to LSU, has a great career. He made the right choice. Ultimately, I think he chose LSU over Texas, but he's a fun player to watch. He's not the biggest dude in the world. He's tall, but he's not real thick. But he's got those special natural pass rushing moves, Q, that not a lot of people possess, or even no matter how hard they work on them, ever really have.
Exactly. If you got that natural ability, you might as well go on and try to make that money. Go get that that bread, young man, because, again, I say it a lot, man, quarterbacks and guys that can get after the quarterback are the most important dudes in the league. That's what the NFL is looking for right now. If you have that ability, and he absolutely does, you got to go out there and make that for yourself, and he's going to go get it, man.
Yeah, so there's Moss, there is Chaisson, then you also had Grant Delpit yesterday. Or the day before, you had Patrick Queen, you've had Justin Jefferson,
yep.
Lloyd Cushenberry, Sadiq Charles, all of these players announcing that they were going to be foregoing their final mm-hmm. years to go play in the NFL. And there's probably even a couple names that I haven't mentioned. And then, yeah, you add in the coaching staff, and it's been a pretty crazy little week for LSU. The highest of highs, certainly not the lowest of lows. Just the reality that when you are a team that won like they won, there's going to be a lot of people interested in picking some pieces from that.
Well, I mentioned it on Tuesday when we came in after watching the national championship game. I said there was 8 or 9 first-round guys on the field that night, you know, and there was. And I'm not saying all these guys that have declared are all going to be first-round dudes, but there's a lot of them. There's a handful of them that are going to be in the first round, all from LSU, let alone the guys that are going to declare from Clemson as well.
So that's 16 starters per Aaron Hogan down in Austin off that national championship team. They're now gone. If you take into account the seniors and then the mm-hmm. early declarations, 16 starters out of the 22 there for LSU.
That's amazing.
And both of their coordinators.
What a squad.
If Edo gets them back to the national title game next year, just name him coach of the decade.
Is it going to be Edo, or is it going to be the Edo that called into Matt Mosley's show earlier? Is it going to be that Edo or the other Edo?
That was a good impression.
It was. Well, it was. It built up to a good impression.
It did. I almost dumped him because it wasn't great at first.
At first, I thought it was Raymond calling, trying to do Edo, but then all of a sudden I realized it was a much better Edo.
And one other note before we get to a couple of phone calls on early declarations, Clemson playing in the other side of that game on Monday night. They've had their own fair share of early declarations and whatnot over the years. Well, they got some good news today as Travis Etienne is going to be back at Clemson.
It's
for
crazy.
Another year.
That's crazy to me.
I don't know why he's doing this, but
makes no sense to me. He's a running back. The shelf life is already limited, and he is a dynamic dude. And, I mean, the only thing I could think of is he didn't like the draft grade that he would receive. It's the only thing I could think of. I'm thinking he's about a third-round dude, and so maybe he wants to be a second-round dude. Maybe he thinks he could be a first-round guy. I don't know, but, man, you are really – I mean, you're dancing with the devil when you decide to come back and you're a running back.
Yeah, you are. So Travis Etienne, a very, very, very good player there for the Clemson Tigers, will be back for Clemson next season. Let's go to Joe in DFW. Joe, you're on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually in the Waco area today, headed to pick up my little one.
Nice.
But I got a first time today because I got my mama with me. So you can say hi.
Hi.
So, just wanted to send shout out to you guys since she was with me in the truck, and then hey, I'm being optimistic. I'm gonna leave my open mind with the new coach, but my thing is I hope that Baylor Nation can do the same and not expect too much from him, not leave a low bar, but set a decent bar, an achievable bar for him, so that way he doesn't get run out of Waco after year one. Since Coach Rule left on such a high note, I hope this guy he looks like a young guy. He looks like he's going to hit the ground running. So he better get on because this marathon's about to get started. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, appreciate it, Joe. Yeah, it's up to each individual how they want to already start to take stock of Dave Aranda or what their expectations are and all of that. I think it'd be foolish to think that he's going to come in here and win 11 games, you know, right out of the gates. Took Matt Rule a couple years to get that done. Took Art Briles a few years to get that done. Takes any coach a little bit of time unless you're just taking over a program that's, you know, already just solid in every way, shape, or form. And we know that's not going to be the case right away for Dave Aranda because, you know, there's a recruiting class to finish off. There's a bunch of hires to be made. So until we get a clear picture of that, it's kind of hard to have expectations other than I just think everybody's, you know, again, it's up to the individual, but I just think everybody's expectations should kind of be a team that, you know, is going to compete for the Big 12. That's going to win more than it loses and should be in the mix for, you know, a title game appearance. I think that those are very fair expectations given what we just saw. And, yes, they are losing a lot. So maybe they're not back in that title game next year, but I don't think there's any reason to believe they can't be, nor any reason to believe that if they're not next year, they shouldn't be, you know, in that game the year after that. Because Q, I don't think they're far away at all, clearly. And yes, again, they're replacing a lot, yep. But this is not a rebuild anymore. This is a reload.
You're right. You're right. Exactly right. It's a reload. It's one of those things where the expectations are Baylor should be competitive each and every year. I mean, it's shown that Baylor, you can win at Baylor. They have the facilities. They're going to give you what you need to be competitive, and you know they can get it done. And so now coaches are going to be expected. Matt Rhule did the tough work already. Mm-hmm. You know, he broke the ground. He laid the pipe. He did all that stuff that he had to do. And now they're set up in a nice position. Again, he laid the foundation that he talked about multiple times. Aranda's walking into a much better situation, a much more coach-friendly situation than what Rhule walked into. So, yeah, there should be no excuse why this team is not competitive. The days of 1-11 are long gone.
They are. Let's go to Angel in California. Angel, you're on ESPN Central Texas. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. First off, I wanted to shout out to all the Niner fans out there, especially in Waco. Go Niners.
There you go.
And this is my first time ever calling in on you guys. I wanted to shout out to Raymond in Waco. I don't know him, but he sounds like a character. And I heard Key laughing in the background. He sounds like a character.
Yeah, buddy.
On the Aranda note, I am a Mexican-American. Shout out to Dave Aranda. I'm happy for him. I'm excited. I think as a lot of Baylor Nation is, and I can't wait to see who he brings in. I can't wait to see who he keeps on from the current staff. I hope he, you know, keeps, you know, McGuire, you know, mm-hmm. all of them. But, you know, we'll wait and see. Other than that, I wanted to say have a good weekend, and I'm curious to know, Smoke, what is going to be the name of the new podcast now? I know what you wanted it to be, but I'm curious to know what it's going to be. Have you thought of any new names? And other than that, sick 'em Bears.
Hey, Angel, thank you so much for the phone call. It's great to hear from somebody out on the West Coast.
That's right, the best coast. The West Coast is the best coast. Represent one time.
While that was your first call, hopefully it's not your last call. Hopefully we hear from you plenty of times again. And I like the way you said Aranda. That was a poor impression. I'm sorry.
That definitely was. But it's okay. It's okay.
It was my first attempt.
I'm not mad at you.
Got to work on it a little
bit. It was good.
I definitely think that's how we should pronounce it properly.
That's right.
It definitely should be pronounced properly. We got to get Angel to do the introductions for sure. But that was one cool note about the Aranda hire was that he is the first minority head coach in Baylor football history. We know around the country. There's not really great numbers as far as minority head coaches go.
No.
But Dave Aranda, very proud Mexican-American, and there's some pretty good articles out there on his growing up and how his Mexican heritage is of high importance to him. So he's come to the right place. I mean, I definitely think he's going to feel like, you know, he's home somewhat as far as just like the traditions that we have here, the Mexican community that we have in the state of Texas. Should not have to go far to find some, you know, good Mexican cuisine and things like that. But that was a cool note, and one that I didn't really think about initially, but saw a couple of tweets on it and was like, yeah, that's fantastic. So there you go. First Mexican-American head coach in Baylor history, first minority head coach in Baylor history, and one of the few minority or Mexican-American head coaches in the country, period. So that's all well and good. Very nice.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to see, you know, that's happening. You know, you don't need the Rooney Rule, apparently, in college football, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. Mad at the NFL, huh?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. And hopefully he doesn't get the Tom Flores treatment where he can go and have a whole bunch of success and then never get any kind of love.
Right.
Instead, yeah. Tony Dungy gets the love. And I'm not going to speak on Tony Dungy because someone's going to get mad.
Here we go with this again.
I'm not going to go there. I already had my rant on my podcast about Tony Dungy, so I'll leave it there.
Elsewhere, Angel, as far as your call goes, I mean, yeah, well, like we've been saying kind of all day, we'll see on the assistants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now we know that the bulk of them are already gone. They're in Carolina probably as we speak. There's really less than a handful of guys maybe at this point. Let's see, Joey McGuire, Sean Bell, Jeff Nixon, and there's, you know, a couple of others maybe. George De Leon, although, I mean, again, like we said earlier, just kind of figure he's going to go with a rule and an analyst type of a role at this stage. So, yeah, there's like four or five guys, and hate it for them. as they try to figure out their futures. But I don't think it's going to take long for a lot of people to give most of those, if not all of those guys, some phone calls with some interest in other positions outside of Baylor. So we'll see on that. But yeah, I think we'll see all that start to unfold here over the next couple of days. Now that there's some finality as far as the head coaching spot goes.
I think you still haven't answered the most important question, though.
The podcast?
What is the name of the podcast going to be? I think that's the most important question. I think Angel hit it right on the head.
Yeah, no, I was going to name the podcast if Jeff Howe, gosh almighty, if Joey McGuire was named the head coach at Baylor when he was at Cedar Hill, and it's something they still put out there from time to time. They use TTHL, hashtag TTHL, for Turn the Horns Loose. And that was, a Cedar Hill thing with Joey McGuire. And they even I saw a little bit of people trying to get, like, turn the Bears loose, you know, kind of get that going. But I was going to turn the podcast loose. I was going to TTPL, turn the podcast loose if Joey McGuire was the head coach. I almost wanted to be head coach just because I'd love that name and thought it would have been awesome.
Right.
I don't know yet with Dave Aranda. I'm going to have to think about it a little bit. But it can't be Trust the Podcast anymore because that is going to feel too much like a Matt Rhule thing. So I need to probably hear him speak a little bit to kind of pick up on some things, and maybe we'll hit on something that he says often enough or a theme that he has that will lead us in a different direction. But, yeah, unfortunately, Turn the Podcast Loose is not going to be in the cards.
Well, apparently he didn't say a whole lot, so maybe it's going to be like stealth mode or something.
Could
like
be.
Maybe you're just going to have to just trust the I'm Billy Badass.
The Billy Badass Podcast.
There you go.
I wonder if that's already taken.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll have to just learn more about him. I really have no idea at this point, but I'm curious to with such a quiet guy, you know, how long it'll take for people to kind of get to know him and embrace him and, kind of welcome him as their own. And we know it took Matt Rhule a long time, man. It took him, for some people, up until like a month before he left.
Right, I'm about to say, exactly.
Finally accepted him and he's gone, so I feel a little hurt by that, but... No, Matt Rhule had a couple of different moments throughout his early tenure where it got dicey. So Dave Aranda, I'm sure, will win over the right people. He already has. He got the job. But he'll do just fine with the fans, even if he is a quieter guy. But it'll be curious to see how he goes about doing that. So, Angel, hopefully you're not a first time, last time. And we hear from you again, man. And I'll let you know on the podcast as soon as we get that figured out. But appreciate the phone call. We'll take a break right here and come back. We've got a couple segments left today. We'll talk some NFL playoffs for the first time this afternoon. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Alan Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Alan Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business.
Start a Ram. Save thousands at Alan Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995. And yes, there's more. Get another $1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Alan Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Wait, camera, action!
The 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival on February 6th through the 8th is inviting you to join the Waco Hippodrome Theater for a family-friendly and fun-filled event for everyone. You can see Hollywood movies like the Disney's Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as see films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. Oh, and you can walk the red carpet too with Hollywood celebrities like Mr. Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more. The fun celebration will also extend into the community with its Film and Faith Soul sessions and party at the Z's at the Curry. Don't miss the 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival on February 6th through the 8th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. To get your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. And for more festival information, call 254-400-8181. That's 254-400-8181. See you there!
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Slavocic Sausage in West. Dave Aranda is the new head coach for Baylor football, and with that will come some staffing changes. Our David Smoke has confirmed through multiple sources that both linebackers coach Mike Sarabo and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will join Matt Rhule's staff with the Panthers. Also heading to Carolina, defensive coordinator Phil Snow, cornerbacks coach Evan Cooper, and wide receiver coach Frisman Jackson. As for Aranda, he'll be officially announced by Mac Rhodes at a press conference at the Baylor Club 10 a.m. on Monday. And a new addition to the Cowboys coaching staff after last week adding former Texas A&M cornerbacks coach and Baylor alum Maurice Lindquist as a defensive backs coach. Al Harris joins Mike McCarthy's staff as another defensive backs coach. Harris played for McCarthy in Green Bay, was an assistant in Kansas City from 2013 to 2018.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Yeah. And I can show you how I seem, what it is, what it truly might be. Nothing
back
you
here
know.
On ESPN Central Texas, and interesting NFL notes that is crept out over the last hour or so. The NFL is very much a copycat league, and we see the kind of revolutions that take place with offenses, and, you know, one team introduces this new sort of style, this new sort of a tweak, and pretty soon there's five or six teams that are trying to do something similar, hire a guy who might be like the guy who's doing this something different. And so right now in the NFL, you're seeing a lot of these mobile quarterbacks, a lot of these dual threat guys, the Deshaun Watsons, Lamar Jacksons, Patrick Mahomes, etc., that are, you know, having some pretty fast flying, freewheeling, highlight film worthy offenses. And the rest of the league is looking at guys like the pairing down in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, and now Joe Brady's back in the NFL, and of course what Harbaugh and Jackson are doing in Baltimore, and I think everybody's looking to maybe kickstart their offense a little bit. So how about the Philadelphia Eagles apparently talking with USC offensive coordinator Graham Harrell, who I can tell you, I feel pretty confident that, and there's rumor going around that, you know, Graham Harrell would have been a guy that maybe we'd be talking about if Joey McGuire had gotten the job. Although Harrell decided to stay at USC versus taking the job at Texas, he's obviously still listening because he's going to go talk to an NFL team. So Graham Harrell, you know, chose to remain at USC, but here he is, and I do think there would have been a strong chance of it, maybe him moving to Waco if McGuire had been the guy, but he's not, so he's still at USC. But now, maybe there's a chance to move to Philly and be the next man, you know, working with Carson Wentz and getting that Eagles offense going. Hopefully he'd have better luck with injuries than the Eagles had this year. But Graham Harrell, what do you think, Q, about some NFL overtures there?
Not mad at that at all. You know, if the Eagles could find a way to, like you mentioned, try to jumpstart that offense, they did a lot with very little, especially towards the end of the season. They just have to get better. And, you know, and I respect the teams around the league that are looking to jumpstart their offenses, that see the trends that are going on and say, you know what, I'm not too proud to go out and kind of get outside of my comfort zone and be a little bit more flexible to not just, you know, the schemes that are coming into the league, but the players that have been playing in these schemes in college and how it's easy to adapt for them into the NFL if you're running something that they're familiar with. And so I like how the trend in the NFL is going, where there's a lot of college thoughts and college themes going on. These players can really dominate that way. So, yeah, man, if Graham Harrell can go in there in Philly and, like you said, jumpstart that offense, more power to him.
Well, I will be interested to see what he eventually decides on, or if they even offer him the job. I mean, interviewing's not offering, but I'd be curious to see how that sort of plays out, because that would be a blow, huge blow. That would be the death knell for Clay Helton at USC. I mean, pretty much the only excitement that I think they've got drummed up for next year is the fact that Graham Harrell decided to come back. That was something that was of high importance for Clay Helton to have any kind of a backing behind him next year, so... that's definitely a big story to watch there. Coming up this weekend, though, be a couple of big games on Sunday. At 2:05, we will get the AFC Super Bowl representative decided, as it will be the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Tennessee Titans. And that will be, of course, followed up by the NFC side of things. But Kansas City and Tennessee, Sunday at 2:05. Cue your thoughts on this matchup.
This is going to be a good one. It really is, man. I mean, on paper, it looks like Kansas City should just go ahead and run away with this game. And Patrick Mahomes and them putting up 51 points a week ago. I mean, there's no reason why Kansas City shouldn't win this game. I mean, it's freezing right now in Kansas City. The airports are shut down right now because of frozen weather. It's going to be like 20-something degrees at kickoff. And I get it. That's going to be a tough environment, but Houston got out to a hell of a start last week. They just couldn't finish. So I just wonder if Tennessee, who has beaten Kansas City already once this season, can they have a better recipe? I mean, they're not high octane like that. They're not going to score, 35, 40 points, I don't believe. I know they've done it a couple times throughout the season, but I don't think that they're going to, on the regular, do that. I think their idea is ground and pound, let Derrick Henry do the heavy lifting, and Kansas City's going to try to stop that. Chris Jones is limited is questionable for the game, So if he doesn't play in the middle of that Kansas City defense, that leaves a big wide gap right there for Derrick Henry to try to run through. So if he plays, then that's a little bit different ball game. But I don't know, man. I'm just going to – just because Kansas City makes too much sense to go against them, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Tennessee Titans to win this game, just because it just can't be that easy, right? It just can't be as simple as you're a 7-point favorite and you're just going to roll in there and win. So I'm just going to feel like Tennessee is going to figure out a way to upset them. I think the story would be kind of cool. And, go in and represent in the Super Bowl.
Well, that would be pretty incredible to see the Titans in the Super Bowl. I mean, that would be, I mean, has anybody ever made mention of them as a Super Bowl contender this year?
Not this year. No. Yeah. I mean, look, before Tannehill came in, I mean, the Titans were kind of basically in the basement.
Getting ready to fire the coach.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, they make the move from Marcus Mariota to Ryan Tannehill, and they catch lightning in a bottle. And that's why I think this story would be really cool. Just see if they can finish it off. Again, Tannehill hasn't had to throw for over 100 yards yet in the playoffs. That I'm assuming is going to have to change, because if they get a couple touchdowns down, against Kansas City, they're going to have to put the ball in the air. They're not going to be able to just ground and pound, ground and pound, ground and pound. They got to stay close the whole time.
What do you think of Kansas City's defense this year versus last year, when it was clearly a bugaboo?
It's improved from last year, but it's not that great. Their run defense is still not that good. It really isn't. I mean, that was the recipe Tennessee used earlier in the season to beat them, was grounding the ball, running the ball, running the rock with Derrick Henry. I mean, he was a dominating force. And look, this dude, no matter how big he is and how strong he is and how he can, he gets better as the game goes along. You keep feeding him. Every single game, he breaks at least one. He'll break one that goes 60 yards, 65
yards. Doesn't look
like
he's running very fast.
Doesn't look like he's going very fast, but he all of a sudden 60 yards down the field, you're like, what the hell just ran me over? Oh, that was a train called Henry.
Yeah.
Ask Earl Thomas about that.
Yeah, ask Earl Thomas about that. So when they met up nearly two months ago exactly, it was 35-32. Titans at home over the Chiefs. Titans at that point had moved to 5-5, and the Chiefs went to 6-4. Patrick Mahomes threw for 446 yards and 3 touchdowns on 50 pass attempts, and he was 36 of 50, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
They did not run for 100 yards in that game versus Tennessee. Damian Williams had 77. The rest of the team had 20.
Look what they did last week on the ground.
Right.
They had like nothing.
Tyreek Hill had a big game against Tennessee at 157 yards and a touchdown, as Mahomes was obviously lighting it up. Kelsey was involved, Hardman, etc. For Tennessee, I mean, Tannehill threw for 181. He only threw it 19 times.
Yep.
Had a couple TDs. Ended up with it, that's funny, 36 of 50, 446 yards and 3 touchdowns. That quarterback had to win the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the guy who was 13 of 19 for 181 and 2 TDs. And a large part of that had to do with his running back, Derrick Henry, 23 carries, 188 yards, and 2 scores.
Yep.
in that first matchup. And Tannehill actually ran around a little bit on Kansas City as well. So
their run defense is suspect. It really is. Yeah. I don't know why more teams don't go in there with the idea of, hey, look, we're going to run the ball, and, oh, by the way, we're going to run the ball some more because Patrick Mahomes can't beat you from the sideline.
Right. So that is the matchup on Sunday, rematch of just a couple months ago. Titans took the first round at home. Now they're the visitor, and we'll see if Kansas City can't get over that close call last year and get themselves into a Super Bowl this season. Otherwise, one of the most improbable teams ever is getting in as far as the Titans being being a team in the Super Bowl. We'll take a break before we get to the second game coming up this weekend, and we'll also have David Smoke here in studio with us as well to preview what's coming up on You Make the Call. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on the John Morris Show.
Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there.
Not yet, Jerry.
To Coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
You have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here. And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
It's the Start Something New sales event going on now at Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. Start the new year out with a bang with 20% off MSRP on a Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cab. And when it comes to heavy-duty pickups, nobody has a better selection than Cameron Autoplex, like $8,000 off MSRP on a Ram 2500 Bighorn Mega Cab 4x4. Start something new this year in a new Ram pickup from Cameron Autoplex. So make that short drive and save a lot, because it's always cheaper in Cameron.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to insure your home for Texas-size weather. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Slavocic Sausage in West. Dave Aranda is the new head coach for Baylor football, and with that will come some staffing changes. Our David Smoke has confirmed through multiple sources that both linebackers coach Mike Sarabo and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will join Matt Rhule's staff with the Panthers. Also heading to Carolina, defensive coordinator Phil Snow, cornerbacks coach Evan Cooper, and wide receiver coach Frisman Jackson. As for Aranda, he'll be officially announced by Mac Rhodes at a press conference at the Baylor Club 10 a.m. on Monday. And a new addition to the Cowboys coaching staff after last week adding former Texas A&M cornerbacks coach and Baylor alum Maurice Lindquist as a defensive backs coach. Al Harris joins Mike McCarthy's staff as another defensive backs coach. Harris played for McCarthy in Green Bay, was an assistant in Kansas City from 2013 to 2018.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, we're winding it down for this work week. We have a couple of minutes left, and before David Smoke gets here in studio, for you make the call, the NFC game coming up this weekend, as we will have Titans and Chiefs Sunday at 2:05 at 5:40, immediately following whoever ends up playing for the AFC in the Super Bowl. We'll know that, have that information in hand, and get that other side of the matchup determined Sunday at 5:40 with Green Bay on the road against San Francisco. Both teams are 13-3, and you've got, obviously, a team in San Francisco that looks about as bulletproof as any out there. They and Baltimore, I think the two most impressive teams from just kind of start to their finish, respectively. But with Green Bay, you've got Aaron Rodgers, and you've got good running back in Aaron Jones. You've got a confident bunch on that side as well. Q, what do you think about the Packers in San Francisco?
It's a tough one, man. A rematch of a game earlier this season, and San Francisco won that one very, very easily. So, again, they're going to be 7-point the favorites as well, just like Kansas City is over Tennessee. And it's so hard to just pick a team to say, oh, yeah, they're the favorites, they're going to win again. I mean, because this is the playoffs, the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, man. And so I know Green Bay's on the road. Matt LaFleur, the first season as a head coach. I mean, it kind of feels like the magic should run out at some point, but it feels like the magic is on both sides with San Francisco and with Green Bay. And so this one is one of those that I really struggle with when I'm trying to pick who I think is going to win. Obviously, San Francisco is going to want to run the ball very heavily, and Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to make a throw here or there. And then they have a really good defense, you know, and their one area that they struggle is the run defense. And well, the one thing the Green Bay Packers are going to try to continue to do is pound the rock. So again, similar to last weekend, it's going to be a lot of the run game. So I'm excited about that. This is a tough one, man. This is really, really tough. I've been saying and that I think San Francisco is going to win all week long, but it seems so hard just to beat a team twice and just, you know, have your way with them like you did earlier in the season. So I want to, like, my heart says, no, go ahead and pick Green Bay, but my brain says, no, you better pick San Francisco, because if you don't on Monday, you'd be like, dummy, why didn't you pick San Francisco? So I'm going to roll with San Francisco, but I think this will be the better of the two games this weekend.
Well, San Francisco won by 29 points in their first meeting.
That's what
I'm saying,
but I just don't see them. I don't see them repeating it like that. I don't see them going in there and just handling the business like that. I think Green Bay is a better team than they were when they played them the first time.
Well, I was going to add on to that. It was 23-0 at halftime when these teams first met. 49ers at the time were 10-1, and the Packers were 8-3. Now they meet up. They're both 13-3. So what does that mean? That means that San Francisco went, 3-2 in their last five games since beating the Packers, and the Packers have gone 5-0. So that's why they have identical records now. So you do have a hot Green Bay team that's coming in off five straight wins, and the last bad taste in their mouth was this team they're playing on Sunday.
Yep.
So that does make for, an interesting little wrinkle to this game as well. So, yeah, man, I got to go with the 49ers just because what we've seen so far this year. Absolutely no results at this stage surprised me, but just not even so much because that first game was so lopsided, but just because of the consistency with San Francisco has played with all year. I'll go ahead and pick the 49ers to win that game. I'll go 49ers Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think it'd be a fun Super Bowl too.
I think it would be too.
49ers defense versus Mahomes and KC's offense would be a pretty
Mahomes would be a great marketing tool for the NFL in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
You put Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I mean, man, the NFL is like, ding, ding, ding,
we
hit the lotto, baby.
Absolutely. Now, we do have to be very quick here. David Smoke with us in studio. What do you guys have coming up?
I'm out. I just got a couple of text messages from Dave Aranda's brother, Mike. He's a high school basketball coach in California. We'll share that with some people. Also, I did speak to one of the coaches on his way out, Mike Saravo. Nothing recorded, just some thoughts. RG3 said he'd come on today and kind of just let everyone know that this
Who's
is
that?
Part of football.
Nice.
And also we'll have Mike Fisher, Grayson Grundhafer. There's some key names that appears to be on campus, maybe because of Dave Aranda.
No, they're the guys who are committed to LSU visiting. Those are Dave Aranda guys. Yeah.
And then also Brian Bolin of the number 5 ranked men's tennis team at Baylor. Jesse Chavez of the Rangers relief pitcher, and I'm working feverishly on Devin White, Buccaneers linebacker who played for Aranda at LSU. If I get him,
that's an alpha dog right there, brother.
I'm striking out.
That is an alpha dog. Yes,
I'm striking out.
Man, come on, brother. You can do it.
I have 3 hours and 4 minutes to strike out.
I got confidence in you.
That's something that we haven't even broached with Dave Aranda, but go look at the NFL list and see how many LSU defenders from the last 3-4 years are in the NFL right now, and those are some Dave Aranda guys. So that's
we could put all our stones on the table, and they wouldn't be as big as Devin White's.
Yeah, probably. I have a lot of confidence.
As Smokey
myself,
just jumped up on the table.
Yeah. Well, we got to go. We got to get out of here. Thanks to Stephen Simcox, as always. Thanks to all of our guests throughout today and this week, and especially thanks to all of you for listening, not only today but throughout the week as well. We'll have the Dave Aranda press conference to talk about on Monday, and probably some hires and moving ons and all that as well. So enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at noon. This is ESPN Central Texas.